Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello.
Rob, this is Clayton Z. Would you and your two buddies from the Crybaby Hall of Fame please destroy my phone number? I'm kind of serious about this, you know? I can take it, but I can also dish it out. Like, if I hear from you guys again, I'm liable to go to the president of WJFK and file a complaint against you. You don't want that for a Christmas present, right? Have a nice day, Turkey.
Hello.
What my daddy doesn't know on her to grow. At 1-800-636-1067. I don't know if we got anything good in the first set of calls. Normally we have to troll through a couple set of calls because, and I'm purposely not having anything put up on the screen, so I don't know what's coming up.
Okay.
But normally they start out pretty pedestrian, and we have to build up to the big story.
You never know. Sometimes you get a wild card.
Right, so let's start on line number three. It's Kelly.
Kelly and I
from Virginia. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for listening to the big show.
The pleasure, Radio God.
We appreciate your patronage. Kelly, you're the first to play What My Father Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him. What is your tale of woe? What is it your daddy doesn't know?
My wild card tale is in high school, my senior year of high school, right before graduation, I had gotten into a car accident. And went home and told my dad that I had gotten to the car accident while I was at the Giant shopping center. I hit a pole in the parking lot. When, in fact, what had happened was I had cut school, happened to have a real popular girl from high school with me, which is what prompted me to cut school with her. We got a couple of beers from a house and got drunk, and I wrecked the car at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to cancel you there because of the PC climate that we today broadcast in.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
With getting drunk and everything and driving.
Sure. And, you know, even it just wasn't that spicy.
I'm a little too spicy for you, huh?
I thought it was a lovely story, and you tell it so well.
With such enthusiasm.
Thank
However, just, you know, not what we're looking at. There would have to have been some kind of Randy payoff besides the fact that you simply had some beer and went out driving and ran into something.
Right.
Yeah.
Had it been soda, story would be okay.
It would be okay, but probably still not a winner.
Right. It wouldn't have made it, but right now you're disqualified just because we can't go with the drunk driving thing.
Yeah. Now, we get a lot of heat for that, you see.
I'm sure I will eventually as well.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks very much.
And that's story is the best you can come up with.
All right. Let's go to Sacramento. Here is Mike from Sacramento. Hi, Mike.
I got a similar story, but it's not as lame. Last Father's Day, I borrowed my dad's car, his pristine 1969 restored Chevy that he doesn't want nobody to touch. While he was out with the family, I wrecked it, but I brought it to
my sounds like the caddy from Caddyshack.
I brought it to my buddy's auto body shop and had it fixed within 2 hours.
I'm just happy.
On the way home, I wrecked it again.
Wow. All right, hold on. Start over again. Now, is there alcohol involved in this?
Negative. Not into that.
Negative.
I'm just lame.
I says, Dali Lama. Go ahead. Tell your story again.
I wrecked my dad's car twice on last Father's Day.
And he says to me,
Lama.
So you get total
I'm not the winner today.
Consciousness.
So I got that going for me. Which is nice.
All right, I'm sorry. Well, tell me the whole story again. I'll pay attention this time.
Well, I borrowed his car on Father's Day while he was out with the family, the one he doesn't like, the pristine 69 Chevy.
Right.
And he's the only one who's ever driven it, and I wrecked it. Brought it to my friend's body shop. He fixed it because I got a hole in the trunk. And on the way home, I wrecked it again in the same spot. And so when I got home, I told him my truck rolled out of his driveway into it.
Don, dads love their cars.
Well, I'm going to have to throw him back, Mike.
Oh, what a shame.
Thank you for the try, though.
Not even a disqualification prize, huh?
No, that's okay, Mike, but it was a good story, and you tell it so well with such enthusiasm.
Thank you.
You guys are lame.
Oh, yeah, we're lame.
Yeah.
But weak story is the best you can come up with.
Yeah, I'm lame. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He was angry because you didn't win.
Hello.
That story was so lame. All we could do was, you know, have fun with your voice.
Don and Mike Show. Hello, Jason.
Gunga Galunga.
Okay, Cinderella Kid.
Cinderella Boy.
Cinderella Boy.
Got about a five iron.
Everybody knows that.
Jason, what is your story about your dad?
Well, this happened about my junior year of high school. The movie Boys in the Hood had just come out. My dad had this BB gun that he kept up above on the cabinets, which he didn't think I knew about. But he did the father-son thing with me and taught me how to shoot it one time. So I just decided to take the gun. And with my friends, we used to go and drive around and pretend that we were doing drive-by shooting.
Oh, dear.
That's worse than getting drunk.
You can get busted for that, too, you know, if the statute of limitations hasn't run out. I watched that on one of those...
reality shows?
Reality video. You remember those kids who were going around with a paintball?
Paint pellets, right.
Yeah.
We never actually shot anybody.
Well, no, listen.
And then, stories, the best you can come up with.
Jason, be very careful. We're saving you from yourself here.
All right, see, this is the process that we have to go through.
It's always an adventure, and it's always interesting.
Mm-hmm. Just remember, Mike, we are lame.
That comes from Mike from Sacramento.
Sure, we got that going for us.
Ooh, she's nice.
Hello. Don and Mike Show, is this Ray?
Hello.
It's Ray from Baltimore. Hi, Ray. Hi, Ray. What's your story about your dad?
Well, when I was 10 or 11 years old, and I was living with my parents, obviously. My bedroom was adjacent to theirs, and between the bedrooms is a regular door.
Yeah.
And back in the, and this is not risque, I'm not going to go somewhere deep and dark with this.
Now, let me just say, anything sexual is okay. we got our standards. Drive-by shooting, not acceptable. Yeah. Getting loaded and wrecking a car, not acceptable. Right. However,
all these
like you had sex with your cousin or something.
This is everything that they're doing. This is something that my dad did that I know about. Right.
Hey, Ray. Slow down a little bit. Okay. Slow down. Relax.
So, Ray.
It was an old door, in the late 60s, early 70s. It was an older door, and it was one of those doors in the house that you could use a standard skeleton key. You remember those?
Right, with a very big keyhole.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, one night, or more than one night, I would hear music. I guess, it was after midnight, so after midnight was very late to me back then.
Right.
And it was, you could hear the boom, 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 the music, the beats or whatever.
What was happening, Ray?
I looked through the keyhole, and here's my father dancing like a male stripper.
For your mom?
On more than one occasion.
Wow. Was your mom there?
What, beg your pardon?
Was your dad dancing by himself, or was your dad
dancing? No, he was doing it for my mom.
He was dancing for your mom.
My mom has passed away, but this is something that happened, and...
we're going to keep you as a finalist, okay?
Yeah. You're a finalist, Ray.
And he was Baby Chippendale, I guess. I don't know. Right.
We're going to keep him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we're going to go with that, but we're going to keep him.
It's nice to get, in the first go-round, it's nice to get a finalist.
Right, let's see if we get one more keeper before we have to break. Colorado, and here's Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, you're on the Donaldo E. Miguel Show.
Oh, good deal.
Yes.
Okay, you want to hear my story, I guess?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, my dad had a favorite dog. It was an old English bulldog.
Yes.
And, we always keep it locked up in the back or stuff, but I had the garage up and I ran up to the grocery store real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back in the driveway, there was a car blocking my view, and when I pulled in, I hit him.
You hit the bulldog?
Hit the bulldog.
Oh, dear.
So, but my dad thinks that it ran away or it got stolen.
Well, what happened
did
to
you
the...
kill? Did you kill the bulldog?
Yeah.
Oh,
what happened to the dog?
Oh, I took it and buried it.
Wow. Hello, welcome to the finals.
Killed your dad's dog.
Yeah.
Welcome to the finals.
Where did you bury it?
Oh, we live there's a canal right up behind our house.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went up there in the dirt hill and buried him.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
And Dad doesn't know that.
That's another finalist, Mike.
Wow.
Let's see. We have to break. And then we'll come back and listen to more of these, okay?
We have two finalists. Ray from Baltimore, whose dad was... he looked through the keyhole and saw his dad stripping for his mom. And Josh, who's... killed his father's favorite bulldog, but never told him.
And dug a hole and buried it.
And told Dad that it ran away.
That's my favorite. At the end of the first round. But then that's just me. We'll be back with more calls, and hopefully we'll get a winner in our next break. From now we're in the middle of What My Father Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him.
We have two finalists, the Chippendale Dancer Dad and the Bulldog That Was Killed.
All right, let's see if we can find one or two more finalists, and then we'll make the call and give away the trip. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, this is Bonnie, right?
Yes.
Hi, Bonnie from Virginia. What is your story?
Okay, when I was about 16 years old, I went to a concert with my boyfriend and one of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my dad I was going to stay the night with one of my friends. Well, that friend called me about 11 o'clock that night, and he waited for me for a little while longer to see if I was going to come home, and then he went out looking for me.
Well, this is your dad went out looking for... You told your dad that you're going to be spending the night with a friend. I mean, by that, I guess you mean a girlfriend?
Right.
And you really spent the night with a guy friend?
Right.
Okay.
All right, and the girlfriend called your house?
Yeah, and she was looking for me, and he you know, started talking to her about he thought I was there. So anyways, he gave me some time to get home. But I didn't, so it was really late, like about 12:30 or 1 maybe in the morning when he came looking for me to my boyfriend's house.
Right.
And I was in the bed with him, and he came pounding on the door, and I jumped up and ran into the bathroom. It was actually a trailer, so it was kind of just like a long strip, and I went right into
classic.
The bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
What?
If this trailer's rocking, don't you be a knock.
Listen, so he came, and then he asked if I was there, and James said no, and then he said, well, do you mind if I look around? So... Of course, he said yes, he had to, and it was real dark in there. So
and James obviously wasn't lying really well. Your dad suspected something.
And
right?
where were you?
I was in the bathroom hiding.
Hiding in the bathroom naked?
Yes. Oh. I didn't want to have to say that part if I didn't have to.
Well, you had been...
Listen, he had a flashlight and everything out looking for me, right? So he goes, going around the trailer, he's looking for me. And then he went into the bathroom, and he, I guess he didn't know that there was like a shower thing back there where I could sort of back up into.
Well, your dad's like an awful detective. If he's come out to find you at the trailer park and you're hiding in the bathroom and he can't find you in there?
Not normally. No, he's not. He's no detective, I guess. But he actually pushed the door open and shone the light in.
Okay.
And the door actually pushed against me. He was that close to finding me. And then he said, well, sorry, and apologized to my boyfriend and left.
All right, I could see how that would happen. So what you would like to tell your dad is...
That you did it with your boyfriend back when thought you were saying it at what?
I don't want to say it like that. I wanted to tell him that I was really there.
Oh, you were there. Okay, so you were hiding out, and he was right all along. You really were with your boyfriend and not with your girlfriend.
Right, but I mean, I don't want to say I was doing it with my boyfriend.
No. you'd have to tell him that. Otherwise, you're disqualified
well,
here,
Bonnie. Well, tell him I was naked, and then he'll know. I just didn't want to say it in those words. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Forget about it.
No. Nope, I'm sorry.
Oh,
thank
hey,
you, nobody.
You guys are lame. Thank you anyway.
Hey, Bonnie, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Oh, there's a lady that gets the show. That's great.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Here is Joe from Virginia. Hello, Joe.
Hey.
Hey, my good man. What is your story?
Oh, let's see. When I was a freshman in high school, my dad had a real good set of porno tapes. And so I snuck him out of the house with his projector, went down to the school with a couple...
With his projector. Really old porno, like on 8mm?
Yeah.
That's true.
These are the good ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No audio. We had to make up our own sound.
So you took... They weren't tapes. They were actual movies, right?
Yeah.
All right. You took his Super 8 movies.
Yeah. So anyway, we went down. A couple of my wrestling buddies on the team... Charlie, Larry, and Don, we all went down to the school auditorium, broke into the school, of course, and we're in the auditorium watching them on the 20-foot screen from the middle of the auditorium floor, pounding a six-pack of beer. Well, a six-pack each, by the way. It was a case for the four of us. Anyway,
I wish everybody would just to make me feel better politically correct and all that, I wish, if you're like in high school...
Yeah.
I wish you would, like, leave out the beer stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the porno movies are good enough.
What beer?
Exactly.
What beer?
What beer? There you go. Right. He learns quick. Good
well,
man.
Well, anyway, we were sitting there and watching about halfway through the second tape, or second
movie.
Movie. I'm so used to calling them tapes now. Right. Anyway, and the light in the hall goes on behind us, so we all scattered like roaches.
Yeah?
A couple of us duck into the locker room, some under the bleachers, some up on stage behind the curtain.
Did you turn the movie off?
No!
Whoa.
We scattered. We didn't have any time. And barely got behind the door to the locker room. And I'm looking through the little window that they put so you don't slam into a guy coming out.
Right. Who was it coming in?
It was a custodian.
A custodian.
He normally never come through there, but they were coming through, I guess, that night. Anyway, it was must have been at least 11 o'clock at night. Anyway,
so the movie is rolling and the custodian
rolling,
comes
the guy,
in.
The guy comes in. He sees us up on the big screen. He goes, what the hell? And he sits there and he watches the rest of the tape, drinking the whatever was out there at the time. And then, of course, we couldn't move. We're all in frail freshmen in high school. You know, we shouldn't have been there in the first place. We watch him watch the whole tape, and then he packages up the whole thing and takes them all into his office, and we don't know what happened to it then.
So your dad's tapes or films, as it were stolen.
Did your dad ever ask what happened to his movies?
He has no clue.
Did he ever ask you? Did your dad even know that you knew he had the movies?
I don't think he knew I had them, but when they weren't there anymore, he must have figured I did something with them, but he never approached me.
He never brought them. All right, listen, I'm going to make you a fine one.
That's good.
Hold the line, Joe. Hold on a second. I think we get another guy on here before the break. It's Steve from Baltimore. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you going?
We're doing great. Steve, what's your story?
About 3 years ago, I bought a new car, and payments got a little out of hand. I couldn't handle them.
Right.
And I had the car stolen and burnt. And my dad's insurance agent, and
our listeners, not realizing the legal position they are putting themselves
in.
Steve,
do you understand, like Jason with the drive-by shooting, what you did is basically illegal, you see? And might win a prize for your dad or for you, but you see, if people find out this, if the cops come, I mean, you know what I mean?
I kind of thought so when I was listening to you, all these other stories.
Yeah.
So.
Might be best to keep you anonymous.
So I swore to him that I didn't do it. He pulled me aside and he
just said, let me get this straight. You got a car and you can't handle the payments.
Well, I didn't want to handle the payments anymore.
So
I didn't feel like selling it.
You set the car on fire and then turned it into insurance, right?
Right.
I'm certainly glad we didn't get Steve's last name and we have no idea where he's going.
I wouldn't have gave it.
Wow. He wouldn't have gave it, Mike.
He wouldn't have gave it.
He wouldn't have gave it.
Okay, Steve.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
And that weak is the best you can come up with.
Sometimes there are levels of stupidity that even I can't comprehend.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
All right. Listen, I'm going to stop it there. We're gonna have three finalists. I don't even dare pick up the next line to see what might be there.
That by shooting an insurance fraud, Don and Mike.
Maybe I will. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Daphne.
Daphne, where are you from?
I'm from Woodbridge, Virginia.
And what is your tale of woe about your daddy?
Well, I know a secret he doesn't know.
What's that?
I know.
What's that?
He's my father.
And he doesn't know he's your father?
He knows, but he doesn't know that I know.
Okay, start at the beginning, Daphne.
Okay. I was raised by my stepfather. Well, the man I eventually found out was my stepfather. And I was 17 when he passed away. And 3 days after he passed away, I found out he wasn't my real father.
Okay. Oh, so you went through most of your formative years not knowing that he wasn't your
exactly.
real father.
Okay. Exactly. And after he passed away, my aunt told me that he wasn't my natural father.
And she told you that you had your biological father somewhere.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I know it, but he doesn't know that I know.
So if we called this guy that doesn't know he's your father...
But he knows. He knows, but she knows.
Exactly.
She
doesn't know. Would you give him the fight?
No.
No?
No. Because I think he's a jerk.
Hi, Daphne. I have a question for you.
Yes.
You called once before and backed down.
Right.
And the reason you backed down is you said that you don't want to disturb this guy because he has a family and you don't want to cause any trouble.
Yes.
So why now is he a jerk all of a sudden?
Well, he has been. It's always been that way. But he has a wife and three kids. I don't want to affect them in any way.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't be calling a national radio show then.
Much like the guy that burned his own car, had his car stolen and burned it up.
No, I didn't do anything that bad.
No, you didn't do anything.
No, listen.
it always goes like this.
Where do I begin?
I know. Explain it, Don.
Listen, I understand. I also am adopted myself, and I didn't find out. Are you a listener of the show? Do you know that?
Yes.
Okay, I've talked about that ad nauseum. I understand the feelings with finding out that you're adopted and your real parents and all that jazz. But to call him and tell him that you know that he's your real father while you have bad feelings towards him and he's married with another family, I don't know. It's just not good karma. I mean, and I hate, I hate it when you people make me have a conscience. And I hate it when you make me edit you like this.
Sure.
I hate that. I hate that because I hate it when I have higher moral standards than our listeners.
And see, that, you know, what we say, though, is we want to bring people together on this, believe it or not, by coming clean with the secret, you know, and then you give the fight to your dad.
See, there would be the...
Well, he lives in Ohio, and I live in Virginia, so that wouldn't happen anyway.
Well, you could give your dad the fight anywhere he lived. I mean, that's the way.
You don't have to live out here to win the fight.
So, but I wouldn't get anything out of it. I couldn't exactly call him along with me.
Other than it's kind of your vindication here. It's kind of vindictive.
We might go with this if this would be some kind of a reunion where you might want to tell him, hey, listen, I'm your daughter, and maybe we could work things out. But if you just want to call him up and say, hey, listen, I'm your daughter, and
I hate you,
and F you.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. I mean, in all honesty, I've never heard his reason for not being in my life. So I don't.
Well, don't you think? No, all right. Don't you think, really, that's this? I hate to say this. Kills me to say this.
I know what you're going to say. Doesn't that not belong on the radio?
This is not the place for that, Daphne. You understand? Do you understand?
What's the problem?
Because with all we do on this radio show, we always pride ourselves. We're not Sally Jesse Raphael.
We'd feel like Jesse Jones or Jenny Jones.
Jenny Jones.
We would feel like that we set your real dad up. Much as I agree with you, he's probably a schmuck.
You should probably confront him on it. I mean, I think that's the right thing to do.
We are setting him up for a bad situation with his family, and we're setting you up for a heartbreak.
My heart's already been broken by finding out.
Well, you see, with Josh, for example, who killed his father's bulldog,
right,
and buried it. I mean, that's, you know, Josh is going to be able to probably see his father and discuss that, because they're probably going to be on good terms after the secret's revealed.
Or with the guy who used to watch his dad strip for his mom through the keyhole.
Yeah,
right.
That's one where, you know.
Hey, listen, here's a question for you. Until you found out the truth, what kind of relationship did you have with this guy who was your real dad? How do you know him?
He was my best friend's uncle.
He was your best friend's uncle?
This sounds very convoluted, like my story.
No, he was my best friend's mother's brother.
Oh, God.
And I grew up with her. We were the same age. And, you know, I was around him all my life, never knowing.
But Daphne, I can hear you. You are really pissed off right now.
I'm not pissed off.
Well, you're angry at this guy, right?
No.
Oh, come on.
Hold on. You're not angry at the guy
who
was in the
bottom. I don't know his reasoning, you know? There might have been...
Are you sure?
I was raised by a wonderful man.
Let me just ask you something. Are you sure that you would really want to have this play out on a national radio show?
I'm not really sure of anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was just calling with a secret. That was the whole deal.
Okay. Well, I can appreciate the secret. I can empathize. I can relate. But I don't think so.
Yeah, you understand our position, right?
I understand.
We're just trying to keep...
I think it's the best secret that's been on your show.
Well, no, I got to be honest. I think the guy that killed the dog and buried the dog is a little bit ahead of you.
Yeah, the bulldog. You know, it has to have a little comedy value as well here. Dying are funny, but, you know, come on.
Well, a dog dying is funnier than this.
Yes.
You know, and I can speak from firsthand experience because I'm adopted and wasn't told about it.
See, we have to weigh the shock value as well as the comedy value. You know, the shock value would not be as great with the Chippendale dancer looking through the keyhole.
Right.
But, you know, the comedy potential there is very good.
Okay. Well, I tried.
Listen, you know what I urge you to do seriously? Get this out of your system. Call the guy. Don't call him on a radio show. Call the guy when you hang up right now. I've found it, in my experience, it's best just to get it out. You're never going to get satisfaction from this guy.
Right.
You're never going to get, I'm sorry. You're never going to get, let's make this a beautiful family.
I'm not asking.
So you have to decide if, by opening the door with this, you're setting yourself up for more heartache. So I would urge you to run that through your mind when you hang up the phone. And right now, when you've got the nerve, if you feel like it, call them up and say, hey, listen, you schmuck, I know that you're my dad, and I hate you, or whatever, and then hang up, or don't do it.
And sometimes in those situations, a relationship develops out of that, believe it or not. Although that might seem like an impossibility to you right now, that might very well happen. But you know something? If you did it on our forum, I guarantee you that would be a pretty bad start if you wanted something like that to happen.
No, I don't need anything like that.
Well, you know what, then? Listen, I can really empathize. I would urge you he's not worth your time, then. He's not worth your time, and I'm telling you this not as a disc jockey. I'm telling you this somebody who can relate to your situation. He's not worth your time.
Just drop the whole thing, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Don't call him. You know, he didn't want to be a part of your life.
Right. Well, like
don't
I make said, him I mean, I've known for 14 years, and I've never called. I mean, I've seen him since then. You know, when I go home to visit family, I've seen him in passing, but... Mm-hmm. I have no desire, you know, to I mean, I've seen his wife. He's got kids.
You know, something I didn't take into account here, you really want to go see the fight, too.
I want to go see that fight.
There
I want to see
my
husband, because he is a good father.
Right.
Well, I'm glad your husband is a good father, but work out this stuff with your dad on your own dime. But thank you anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
There you go.
And that wee story is the best you can come up with.
All right.
It's always
Christ.
It's always an adventure.
Yeah. Damn it, man.
Oh,
it's always something on this show, isn't it?
Yeah, baby. Oh, I tell you, that's what I love about these games, though. It always goes in a direction like that.
All right, listen, are we agree? What do you I like the dog story.
I do. I like the dog story a little bit more than I like the Chippendale dancer story. And I think we got to go with Josh, who killed the bulldog by accident and then buried it without and told his dog that it ran away.
All right, so we'll go with the dead dog. And then after if that doesn't work out, we'll go with the dad that was stripping for the mom. And if that doesn't work out, we'll go with the guy who stole his dad's porno movies. All right, so stay there and we'll get some closure on this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, as you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years she's been appearing with us.
9 years.
Hmm?
About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several would be about nine.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I said, I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said
did I?
9.
Yeah. 9, good, thank you.
Some of the animals... Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she also...
I'm just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just kind of catch up on a little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the wild animal farm.
It's all right.
But you're upsetting me.
No, I don't want to upset you.
I went down, Joan, and I
know you did. That's all right. Fine.
Don't say...
What?
I know her. I went down there.
Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there.
And I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Would you welcome Joan Embry?
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, Charlie, how does it go?
I remember Joe. Righty, tighty, lefty, loosey.
Right.
Let them give me a comedy facial. Don and Mike.
We're right in the middle of what my father doesn't know won't hurt him.
Yes, before the break, we selected our first finalist.
And boy, oh boy, I feel like I'm a priest today, for goodness sake.
Well, I think you gave Daphne a good bit of counseling. You spoke from experience, and I hope she takes it to heart. But we were also discussing after the break that perhaps the fight going to Las Vegas was the major motivation for the call.
We've had all kinds of crazy calls. Many of them we've had to censor out. This is one, oddly, that we decided was the best one we've received.
Yes.
Josh from Colorado hit his dad's favorite dog with his car.
You were brokenhearted when that happened, right, Josh?
Oh, very.
It was. What kind of a dog was it, Josh?
It's an old English bulldog.
It's a bulldog. He ran over it with his car.
Yeah.
Then went out and dug a hole and buried the dog and never told his dad that he accidentally killed the dog.
Now, are you going to give the fight to your father, Josh?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, good man. Good. All right, good man. Here we go. Let me get your pappy on the phone now.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're calling Josh's dad.
Now, the number that I've got here is a cell phone. Are you sure he's going to be there, Josh?
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold on.
Okay, calling Josh's dad to pass along the deep, dark secret that the bulldog didn't run away. The bulldog was killed by his son.
And buried.
He
dug a hole. He dug a shallow grave.
Yep. Be interesting to see how Josh presents this to Dad.
Josh, are you there?
Yeah.
What was the dog's name?
Moby.
Moby.
Yeah. Oh.
I love that joke.
Welcome to AT&T Wireless Services. The cellular customer you have called is unavailable or has traveled outside the coverage area.
Sorry, Josh.
Now, Josh, listen, you don't have another number?
Ooh, well, God, he should be on that one. He's on that thing all day. I mean, he keeps it right on him. Sometimes it just don't go through. I mean, when I get him, he should be on it within minutes.
I hear that.
Sometimes it just don't go through.
Sometimes it just don't work.
Life hasn't changed, Don.
I hear that. Okay. Well, I'll try one more time, Josh, and if not, we're going to have to go to the guy who saw his dad stripping.
Oh, okay.
Through the keyhole. All right, we're trying once again to reach Josh's dad.
Oh, that's too bad.
The call don't go through.
This would be like the perfect master click.
Right.
Let me just try one more time to ease my conscience.
We're going to call Josh's dad one more time, see if we get through. Moby. Poor Moby. Probably an unmarked grave, too, because Josh was too afraid to, put a little,
no two popsicle sticks there to make a nice cross.
A little memorial.
A tribute.
Tribute to Moby.
Hello?
Ah, hey, there he is.
All right.
Glad I tried again. Is this Lenny?
Yeah.
Hey, Lenny. Hello. This is Don Gerardimo and Mike O'Mara, and we're doing our national radio show right now, and we have your son, Josh, on the line with us. Josh?
Yeah.
Josh, you want to say hi to your dad?
Hi, Dad. Hey, bud. What are you doing?
Hanging out.
Hey, Josh, we're going to need you to speak up a little bit. And, Lenny, I'll explain to you what's going on. You know, Father's Day was just this past weekend.
Yes, sir.
And we're doing a feature on our show called What My Father Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him.
It's a game where, for a fabulous prize, we have people call in and reveal a deep, dark secret, a long, hidden secret that the dad might not know.
Yeah, he's probably got plenty of those.
Well, he had a pretty good one, and we had a whole plate full of good ones today, but we selected Josh.
And this is Josh's opportunity to come clean with you, Dad, and then later we'll tell you about the prize.
Now listen, Josh, don't leave a part out. Don't you make Mike and I come on now and tell your dad what the whole story is, okay?
And you speak up, Josh, nice and loud so everybody can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, well, here you go.
Remember about 3 years ago when a mob ran away or somebody stole him or whatever?
Yeah?
I think I know where he's at.
What do you wear?
Well, when I was coming home from the... I ran to the grocery store and left the garage up.
Yeah?
And when I came in the drive, DeRose's truck was kind of blocking my view. And I hit him.
You hit him?
With the car, yeah.
Aw, John. That's a doggone it.
Yeah, doggone it. Get it? Doggone it. But Lenny, listen, there's more. Josh?
Josh, come on and fill in the details, all right? Not so choppy this time. You're nervous.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Well, then I took him up by the canal behind the house and I buried him there. So he had a good burial.
Boy, but doggone it. I thought somebody stole him.
Oh, dear. Josh, would you like to say anything? Do you like maybe an apology?
This is where you should tell your dad why you did what you did.
I'm sorry. I just did it because I was scared. I mean, I knew that was your favorite dog. Didn't
Josh seem a little more verbose last time?
But I do think that there's
he's scared. He's
the fear factor here.
Are you afraid? Is that what it is, Josh?
I'm a little nervous.
You're a little nervous. Maybe an apology would help things out.
I'll tell you, Lenny, he was a little flip about it when he called us, actually.
Yeah, it seemed like he really didn't care. Now we're just kidding.
Well, I bought the dog for him, and then I ended up falling in love with the dog. That's a good pooch. Another pooch now, though, but doggone it.
Well, you just keep Josh away from that one.
That's where the mob is?
Yeah, he's... by the canal.
Oh, man.
Do you know where the place is, Josh, so you could be able to take your dad over there so you guys could probably say a little prayer over Moby's grave?
I could take him to the general area.
The general area. Jesus.
Doggone it, Josh. He's up by the canal.
No, if you say that one more time, I swear I'm going to bust the gut. Doggone it.
Is there something you'd like to say to your dad, Josh?
I'm really sorry.
Well,
I know you loved him too, but darn it. Wow. Well, I guess I'm glad you told me.
There you go.
Very nice.
That's
now,
what
listen,
it's all about.
Listen, we thought that that was the most awful story we heard today, that your son ran over your dog and didn't tell you, then went out and buried him. So,
yeah, because, I mean, oh.
But listen now, Lenny. There has been something good out of this. Not only did Josh finally come clean with you,
mm-hmm.
but, Josh, do you want to tell your dad about his gift?
Oh, yeah, we get to go to Mike Tyson fight now.
That's
we
right.
Do.
That's right. He's won a trip to Las Vegas to go see the Tyson-Holyfield rematch.
You're kidding me.
And, listen to this, Lenny.
And he's taking you.
Lenny, you two guys are going to Vegas Saturday, June 28th. That's courtesy of pay-per-view. We're going to send you, you're going to go a round-trip airfare. You're going to stay at the beautiful MGM Hotel.
Right on.
And you're going to have tickets for Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. That is going to be a fantastic fight, and you two guys can toast.
We might have a little fight of our own when I get home here in a little bit.
Well, that could be, and we hope that by the time the 28th comes around, you've worked it out, and you guys have a great time in Vegas at the title fight.
Well, that's really great of you guys, and I guess something did come good out of it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, two things came out good there, Lenny. We got you the tickets to the fight, and of course, Josh came clean and was honest with his dad.
Well, I appreciate that. I do. Just a little late, but better late than never.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, listen, I'm glad that we gave the trip away to a dad who can go and enjoy it.
Yeah. The idea was to give a dad and son or daughter the opportunity to go to the fight.
Well, that's neat. We'll sure go. I'll guarantee you that.
All right. Well, thank you both. Josh, thank you for listening, and Lenny, thank you for taking the call.
Well, you bet. Thank you guys for what you've done, and I'll see you in a little bit, bud.
Okay.
All right, guys, hold on.
Okay, both of us?
I'm going to give you a moment, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. All right, not a lot of remorse there, but we heard it. Hold on, guys.
All right, hold on.
Both of you, hold.
There you go.
Hold on a second.
Doggone it.
All right, we'll be right back. Maybe we'll let one of these other guys play just for fun. We'll be right back. Calls. Guess what, Mike? People don't believe that last time.
Yeah, that always happens. That doesn't surprise me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, D&M?
Yes, hello.
Hey there. I had a real problem with this call, only because when the guy was, he swore up and down that his dad was at the phone, almost like he knew it. And the first time you call, he's not reachable at all. The second time you get his voicemail, and then finally, lo and behold, you get him because this guy's so sure, Josh is so sure that you're going to get a hold of him.
Well, here's what it sounded like to me. I mean, I could see that happening, though, when you try to call someone on the cell phone. After the first four rings, when you get the automatic click that they're not in the area, then maybe the guy looked at his phone and saw somebody had called.
And it sounded to me, when we got through to the dad and he told him the story, it sounded like a controlled response that he didn't want to go off on the radio, and it sounded like he was legitimately upset about it.
I heard that, and that's happened to me, where I'll have a cellular phone, and you get back, and you look at the phone, and you see somebody has called.
Right.
Then you pick up the phone, and maybe he was trying to call to see who had called, because he was on the, when you call a cellular phone and you get a click and not even a ring and it goes right to voicemail,
right.
That means they're on the phone.
Sure.
So I surmise that he saw someone had called, he picked up the phone and was using it, which is why the third time we got a ring. Is that too confusing? Do you understand why I kind of believe
that? No, in fact, I actually have a cellular phone that works in the same principle. It's just between that and then when he says, I'm calling about Moby, and the dad kind of goes, well, what do you mean about me? It sounds a little bit, he just sounded...
See, actually, can I tell you how I read that? I really, when he said, I'm calling about Moby, the father almost sounded hopeful. That's
really?
What it sounded to me like maybe they had found him or something like that. That's the way the dad sounded to me.
All right.
Well, I always bow very low to Mike's crap detector, and so if he thinks confidence is high, then I'm going to give it to him. But
this more confidence on this one than I have on most of them, and I've got about a 90% distrust factor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How could you come back for your break talking about the death of a dog?
I got to come out of an up-tempo goddamn record. And I got to talk about somebody's dog. And where are the photos? Don was supposed to...
Damn.
Somebody get me Don on the telephone. I want it right now. Somebody use his goddamn brain. I don't want to come out of a...
Goddamn.
Oh, there's Big Red. Rob brought in the photos for you.
Rob just brought me in some photos of a dog. Yeah. Hey, that's a very nice tip. I will dedicate this to you. What's your name?
Alan,
this is a long-distance dedication to you. I should have played this coming out of the break, because I've been using my head.
This Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with. Music Radio 138, all f***ed.
What the hell's going on here? Oh, geez, well, isn't it the last hour? We got another hour to do? Geez, I thought we were almost finished.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Boy, this is f***ing ponderous, man. Ponderous.
Great Casey Kasem tape.
Yeah. Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2.
2?
Now, here you go. Up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again.
Dog named Moby.
From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay?
He's mad.
Please.
Just the last...
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't an up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
Great tape.
This is a last damn time. I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
Casey Kasem, everybody.
Bravo.
Great tape, and a nice tip, and I should have had that. Thank you, Alan.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Great show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. And you know what? Casey Kasem was a good sport about that tape. We had him on our show a while ago when we were out in California doing a remote broadcast.
Right.
And we brought the tape up, and he had some laughs about the tape. Yeah.
He had a good sense of humor, and he even had us come out to his house. Didn't let us inside, but let us come out to his house.
Was that pathetic? Us standing at the gate? He's got one of those big, huge Beverly Hills mansions.
Yeah.
Casey Kasem made the mistake of saying to us, "Hey, gosh, I'd love to have you come out to the place sometime."
And of course, we're there. Okay.
So we went to his house.
Yep.
And it was me and Mike and our ex-producer, Frank, God rest his soul.
Went down to the bottom of this long Beverly Hills driveway, hit a little PA system that he had down at the street level.
And we heard, "Hello." And we, "Hey, Casey.
Casey, we're down here. Can we come up?"
"It's Don and Mike." "Yeah, guys, let me get the gate."
And then this electronic gate opened up.
Oh, wow. And he kept us in his garage.
Yeah, that's as close as we got to his home. We stood out in his garage.
Listen, I still got these other guys on the phone. Oh, we don't have time to make the calls. Let me give them both a prize.
Okay, very good.
Here is Joey and Joe. Now, Joey, you're the guy...
Stole the porno films.
Hold on a second. I got a different guy on the phone. Joe is the guy who stole the porno tapes, right?
Right.
Who is Joey? Joey?
Joey.
Joey is a female. Joey?
Yes.
Oh, we have another caller about this.
Really?
I don't know. We lost one of the guys on here. We lost the guy who... We had three of them. What was the
We had Ray from Baltimore. His dad was the Chippendale dancer that he saw through the keyhole.
That's the guy we lost.
We had Joe, who the other one that we had was Joe.
Stole his dad's porno
tapes. Stole the porno
I'm
films.
Here.
And that's him on line five. And on line number one, where the other guy was, now there's this female Joey.
Joey. And Joey, what are you calling for?
Well, I called way back when, right after you guys had announced it, and I wanted just to put mine in before you had given away the prize.
You wanted to put yours in?
Yeah.
I'll put it in.
What did you want to put in, Joey?
Well, on vacation about 3 years ago, my dad takes the whole family on vacation, and I was the only single member of the family left.
Uh-huh.
So I had to sleep in the same room with my parents and my three-year-old nephew.
Yes.
They woke me up one morning having sex.
Oh.
The rest of the family knows about it, but all my parents know is that I won't stay with them when we go on vacation anymore. And nobody, they don't know why.
And who can blame you? Well, listen, we don't have time for this, but
next time we do this,
Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, listen, we're going to give you. I'll give you tickets too, Joey. You both get tickets to the Horde Festival, okay?
Great.
That's H-O-R-D-E, not like a horror festival. It's like a Lollapalooza. Okay, you want them before you can buy them. Tickets to the Horde Festival.
The Horror Festival is later this summer.
That's with Blues Traveler, Neil Young, Primus, Toad the Wet Sprocket, and much more. So thank you guys both for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, beautiful. All right, thank you very much.
There we go.
Now,
more calls.
More calls. Hello, Fresno, California.
Yes.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, I was calling to get a time check from you guys. On exactly what time it is there.
What?
Oh, well, you guys are always kind of joking about the time in Fresno.
Fresno. Yes, a joke that's about 6 months old.
That's long ago, sir. Come on, get with the program.
Okay.
Okay, live in the now.
Move forward. Ever forward.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don?
Yes.
Hey, this is Rob in Kansas City. How you doing?
Hello, Rob.
I just wonder if there's any chance that you guys may come to Kansas City in the near future.
Well, I have no plans to go to Kansas City. Why would I want to go to Kansas City?
As in your show being on the air in Kansas City.
I was giving some very, very serious thought to actually purchasing a home in Kansas City.
Oh, really?
Just so I could attend, you know, all the great Kansas City functions.
Yeah.
And enjoy the delicious Kansas City barbecue.
Uh-huh. Well, no, we're not on in Kansas City now.
Obviously.
Well, I'll table that idea for now.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, you have a good show, though.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, have a good one.
You know, that's how dedicated our fans are. Mm-hmm. That you got guys like this, this poor guy, he's driving around. Are you in Kansas City now?
Yeah, I pick you up out of Wichita every so often.
Okay.
They moved you to 1330.
So right. Glad you told me you don't have an affiliate there. You know, it's the same thing you did when I was going to buy that house in Louisville.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Yes, hello, Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, this is Randy, your friendly guy here at Real Radio 106.5. And for that idiot who told you you were lame, I'm driving. I've always wanted to say this. I'm driving 700 goddamn miles for Don.
Oh, shut up. And that was a guy that works at our radio station.
Did he give you a little ice cream headache there?
Yeah, a little bit. Listen, I'm the only guy that can say goddamn on this show, okay? Mike's also got the privilege, but we shouldn't have our board ops calling in saying that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever said that word on
yes,
the show.
Yes, you have.
Have I said it?
Yes, you have.
I have. Have I really?
Yes, you have.
I have. No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No,
yes,
I haven't.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
No,
yes, you
I
have.
Haven't. God damn it.
Okay. It's fun, isn't it, Mike?
Oh, yes, it
it's
is.
It's fun to be a bad boy.
It's a big purge.
Oh, no.
I knew you'd come around, Mike. Oh, is this some sort of door opening? I don't want to be friends with you.
You're my friend. This is Lucifer Satan.
I don't want... You're not signing me up, man.
Listen, I don't have a lot of time to talk. I'm on my way down to Tampa.
Yeah.
I have a date tonight with Big Red.
Oh, really? Are you going to let Steele come along on the date and also Lana?
They're so hot, man.
Hey, what about that photographer, Mike Satan? What's his deal?
Look at this picture, man. Frugal Gourmet on the way.
Yeah, man.
Frugal Gourmet just signed with me, incidentally, Mike.
Okay, well, Satan, I just want you to know, I didn't really...
I'm proud of you, man. This is Lucifer Satan, proud of you. Mike O'Mara, taking the Lord's name in vain. Good man. Good man, Mike. Have a pleasant evening. Have a great birthday.
Thank you very much, Satan.
Thank you.
Birthday wishes from Satan.
Yeah. Sure.
I love my job.
There'll be a little something extra in your envelope this week, Mike. We got a break, and we'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, thanks for picking me up, man.
Yeah, no problem. I've been driving for like 15 hours straight, so I could use the company.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been standing in the same spot for 5.5 hours. You know they made it illegal to hitchhike in this state?
Really? Oh, that must make it really tough.
So, what's going on with you? You a salesman, or...?
No, I'm nothing.
I am.
Yeah?
I'm a salesman.
I'm going to start my own company.
Really?
You want in? I'm not. I don't really have any, you know, money or...
You heard of this thing, the 8-minute abs?
Yeah, sure, 8-minute abs. Yeah, the exercise video. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, this is going to blow that right out of the water. Listen to this. 7-minute abs.
Right, yes. Okay, all right. I see where you're going.
Think about it. You walk into a video store, you see 8-minute abs sitting there. There's right. 7-minute abs right beside it. Which one are you going to pick, man?
I would go for the 7. Yeah, go for
bingo,
the...
man, bingo. 7-minute abs. And we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8-minute, folk.
You guarantee it? How do you do that?
You're not happy with the first 7 minutes. We're going to send you the extra minute. Free! See, that's it. That's our motto. That's where we're coming from. That's from A to B.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Unless, of course, somebody comes up with 6-minute abs, then you're in trouble, huh?
not six. I said seven. Nobody's coming up with six. Who works out in 6 minutes? You won't even get your heart going, not even a mouse right. on a wheel.
Good point.
Seven's the key number here. Think about it. Right. Seven,
elevens? Yeah.
Seven dwarfs? Seven, man, that's the number. Seven chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea? It's like you're dreaming about Gorgonzola cheese when it's clearly free time, baby. Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're freaking fired.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
I'm going to ask Father Time to click on a website for me.
All right.
A website that I located over the weekend, and we are all going to take different tests.
Are these sexual?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to give out the web address on the air so that the site gets jammed.
Okay, good.
Robbie, if you would run that over to Father Time.
Very good. I love tests. I love the tests.
These are fun.
And Father Time, you're going to be involved since you have the only computer.
All right.
You're actually going to be administering the test.
Oh, cool.
I will tell you in advance who gets what test. Okay, because there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's like 7 or 8 different tests we can take.
All right.
As we now wait for Father Time to load this website.
This is exciting. Is this going to measure our intelligence?
Well, I'll tell you what we've selected here is...
There's no math. I hate math.
No, Mike, you'll be taking the bastard test.
Ah, very good. What is the bastard test? Does it say what it is?
Oh, you'll find out when we take it.
To find out if I'm a bastard?
I don't know. Rob will be taking the ass quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz will be taking the sex quiz.
Oh, good.
I'll be taking the intelligence quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Broyhill will take the love quiz. And if we have time, Toya will take the purity quiz.
Oh, sounds like I came up on a short... You know, everybody's... Ass would be bad, but I mean, everybody's like...
What, do you want the ass quiz?
No, I want the bastard quiz.
You got it there, Buzz?
I do. I have the page, and I see the list of tests now.
You know what? I found another great website for the weekend. And I can't give out this address, but I got to tell you what I did. I buy stuff on the internet all the time, and I know that you can get ripped off doing that.
Right.
And I ordered a box of cigars from a company that was just fronting me.
Right.
What I mean is that it's not a real place.
Right.
They have a web page. It's a phony front.
Right.
And they get your money, and then you never get your cigars from them.
Okay.
And I've been thinking, how can I get back at these guys?
Boy, that's been going on a long time for you, hasn't it?
So I got an email from a friend of mine who said, listen, if you really want to get at them,
right.
go to this website.
Mm-hmm.
Go to this website, and for a nominal amount of money,
mm-hmm.
for what you know, for the gratitude that I'm going, to, the self gratitude that I'm going to get,
right.
a small amount of money to pay to have actual human sent through the mail.
Oh.
You go to this website,
right.
and you can actually pick
right.
the size,
mm-hmm.
dimension, color
right.
of the. You want that is shipped in a clear plastic tube
to your friends,
to whoever it is that you don't like.
Wow.
Now this is not to be confused with sendit.com,
okay,
because sendit.com is a website where you can just send somebody pictures of
mm-hmm.
this is a website, and I'm not going to give their address out,
right,
where you can actually send somebody actual either human or animal.
Just to let them know.
Right.
But it's sealed, right? It's sealed.
Yes, it's in a sealed tube. And I went whole hog, no pun intended.
You got the biggest...
I ordered the biggest of both human and cow.
Ah, very good.
And had them both sent FedEx overnight.
Very good.
Where they had to sign for it. And then today, I was able to get on the FedEx site,
right.
click on tracking, and it shows... package delivered and signed for by, and it was signed for by the guy who ripped me off on the internet.
Ah, very good.
So I was able to get some retribution and actually...
That's a way to deliver your message.
Send this guy some human waste and also some cow waste.
You know, during the commercial break, I'll get that website for me. I could use it also.
And now while I was finding that website,
mm-hmm.
I got another email from a friend of mine who gave me this website that has all of these different tests that we're going to take.
This is very cool.
Which one do you want to do first?
Why don't you give Mike the bastard test?
All right. Okay. Click on that one.
Now, I don't know how great these tests are. I know that when I went on emo.com before,
mm-hmm.
I was able to pull up sex quizzes and morality quizzes. And
is there instant scoring here?
I believe at the very end that Buzz clicks on and you get your response.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, let's give Mike the bastard quiz.
Okay, first it's asking for his age, so I enter 40, right?
40, yes,
okay.
That's correct.
All right, I click OK, let's go.
Young 40, a young, youthful 40.
Okay, the first section is called Rage.
Ah, very good.
And I'm ready for the first question.
All right, just ask Mike the question, okay. And then you just click at his answer.
All
and
right.
At the very end, I think if you click again, mm-hmm. it'll tell you how he scored on the bastard quiz.
I'm nervous now.
And I don't know how great these quizzes are, so bear with me. If this one sucks, we might not take the rest of them.
All right. I don't think it'll suck, and I think we could answer many of these for Mike. The first one is...
I think I'll answer them for myself, okay, Gramps?
I know you will.
K-O-B. Right.
Very good.
Very
little okay.
humor there.
Didn't like your idea there. I know.
Thank you.
You're going to do well on the rage test.
Oh, thanks a lot, pal.
Number one, have you ever called someone a bad name?
Yes.
Okay. Number two, have you ever spit on someone?
No.
Okay.
Man. All right. No, I haven't.
Have you ever pushed anyone?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been in an argument?
Yes.
What about a fist fight?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you capable of punching someone in the face?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you ever watched a fist fight?
You betcha.
Do you watch televised boxing or wrestling?
Yes.
Okay. Now I click on a button that says more, and section two is your interests.
All right.
Number nine, catastrophes sometimes excite you?
Be honest.
Yes.
Okay. What about car accidents? Are you one of those guys who slows down to see the flames?
Yes.
Have you seen a Faces of Death video?
Yes.
Yes, you have, so have I.
Have you ever been to a strip joint?
Yes.
Do you own a gun?
No.
Have you ever tried throwing a knife?
Yes.
Did it hit someone?
No.
Do you forward disgusting pictures from the internet to your friends?
No.
Do you like child porn?
No.
Oh, come on. Hey,
shut up.
Do you
this fist fight's starting here.
Do you have any pets that aren't mammals?
No.
Okay. Another...
That sounds like it was a reptile question, doesn't it?
Okay, a new section. Women lack the authority to command their emotions, true or false? Women lack the authority to command their emotions, true or false?
Liar.
False.
True. Liar.
False.
All of this bunch are true.
I mean, in all seriousness, the way I answer that question, there are plenty of women, I'm sure, who can control their emotions, just like there are certain men that can control.
Of course.
That the way the question is framed? And that's true. There are women who can and women who can't, just like there are men who can and men who can't. Thank you very much. I just wanted to explain that. Stop giggling at me. I'm trying to do as well as I can. I know what kind of hole
You're
I'm in, okay?
You're supposed to be answering honestly,
and that's
though.
Exactly what I did.
True or false, homosexuality is the work of the devil.
False.
Discriminating by race is fine with you because you're white. True or false?
False.
Hey, Rob should have taken this stuff.
That's for Rob.
True or false, lying is okay if sex will result from it.
True.
Canada is a place for prostitutes and their chlamydia-infected clients, and it's a damn good thing they have nationalized health care. True or false?
That's the wrong guy you got for that question. False.
That's my question.
I know.
False.
You've put out a cigarette on your own tongue.
I mean, is that if I've ever done that?
Intentionally.
Oh, intentionally? No.
True or false?
False.
False. All the girls want you. True or false?
False.
Pain don't hurt. True or false?
False.
Okay. Let's see. Healthy, nutritional part of any student's life. This is it. They've got a whole paragraph here. Okay.
Come on!
I'll just have to read it. They want an answer to this. This company is a healthy, nutritional part of any student's life, and since it's possible to get an A+ without ever reading, this company is a good substitute for doing the reading or sleeping with your English teacher. True or false?
False.
Okay, next question. Golf is for sissies. True or false?
False!
Settle down.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Nate, you know, I mean, you heard the first part of the quiz.
People under 150 pounds are not to be trusted. True or false?
True.
Yeah. True
Thank
that.
You. Thank you, Rob.
True that.
Thank you very
Standing
much.
Standing O.
Yes.
Standing O.
Question number 30. You hit her because you love her. True or false?
False. Someone looked at this before. All right, go ahead.
All right,
I did not. I swear to God. I swear to God
okay,
I did
go
not.
Ahead. The next section is on vices, and these are yes-no questions.
All right.
Do you like the taste of beer?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Do you gamble?
Yes.
Have you ever gambled, lost, and then not paid up?
No.
Do you have an addictive personality?
No.
Okay. Do you ever steal things you can't afford?
No.
Do you ever steal things you can afford?
No.
Is your happiness more important than your loved ones?
Yes.
Do you expect...
No, I'm just kidding. No. I love my kids. I count my kids on that. No, their happiness is more important.
Do you expect to get what you want?
No.
And this is a blank. You can fill this in. What if you don't get it? I'll type in your answer.
What if I don't get it?
Yeah, what if you don't get what you want? What would your response be?
Depression.
Buzz now. Typing in.
Okay, depression. And
it's fascinating.
And I swear to God, I did not look at this in advance.
I'm really, really curious as to what the results are going to be.
We've just been informed we're halfway through this test.
Really, halfway through the bastard test?
Well, maybe I can redeem myself, gentlemen.
The next section is true love. Have you ever cheated?
Yes.
Is cheating an expected part of your love life, yes or no?
No.
Is love a big, hairy lie?
No.
If you could get away with it, would you sleep with any of your relatives?
No.
I'd answer yes to that.
I know you would.
Beth. Hi, Beth.
Yes or no? Have you been with a prostitute?
No.
Why not? Was she just too expensive? Yes or no?
Never flirted with the expensive ones.
I'll say no.
That's no.
Have you ever been caught cheating?
Hey, does been with a prostitute count? Is it intercourse?
I think that's what they're implying.
I think so.
Okay,
yeah,
good. All right, then I stand by my no answer. Thank you very much.
Yes or no, have you ever been caught cheating?
No.
Okay.
Maybe yes. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
Have you told a girl you loved her when you didn't mean it? Have you told a girl you loved her when you didn't mean it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Do you get frustrated when someone won't have sex with you?
Yes. Don't I know it.
All right, this section is called miscellaneous. These are yes or no questions. First, do you like to drink?
Yes.
Do you own a heavy metal T-shirt?
No.
Smell your armpits. Do they reek?
No. They are daisy-like, and I challenge anyone in this room to check them out.
Do you own a mesh baseball hat?
Yeah.
That is an excellent question.
Yeah, you mean like a spring training one?
I hate mesh baseball hats.
Have you ever doodled a...
Wait a minute, hold it. Point of order.
Yes.
Point of order.
Question? Yes?
Well, it's yes to both, but they're not talking about the kind of hat that I own.
Are you talking about the cheap hat that's like
talking
made
about
out of
the super cheap, which I do own also.
Yeah, I know
somewhere in the closet. I've got one of those.
The kind that when we get them, we always throw them away.
Yeah, yeah. I thought they were talking about. Have you ever seen the spring training hat?
Yes, yes. They're actually made out of mesh.
Which are actually for the hot weather and stuff like that. All right, go ahead, sir.
Have you ever doodled a swastika?
Yes.
Next question. Do you ever fantasize about something bad happening to an attractive girl and then you save her at the last second only to have her fall in love with you and or have sex with you? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do you ever try to make one of those dreams happen?
No.
Do you dislike authority?
No.
Do you have any tattoos?
Nope.
Do you even know who your father is? That's the way the question is worded.
Yes.
See, my answer would be no, and I'd be answering honestly.
That's true. This section is called correlating bastardity with scientific hypothesis.
Is the whole point of this to find out if I'm a bastard or not?
I believe that's the point.
All right, very good. I'm dying for the results.
I think we're nearing the end here.
Oh, thank God.
So. I had no idea it was this long.
I'll tell you, I had no idea I'd be sweating this much.
Question 59. Do you prefer at night or in the morning?
Oh, that's a tough question.
Here we go.
That's a tough question. I would say if I had the choice, probably the morning.
Sure. Have you ever died in a dream?
Yeah, I'm sure I have.
Have you ever killed someone in a dream?
No.
Hmm. Do you like coffee?
No.
Do you like horror movies?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself smarter than most of your friends?
Hi, buddy.
Yes.
Better looking?
better looking than most of my friends?
Yes.
No.
Are you by any chance Catholic?
Well, I'm a fallen Catholic, yes.
All right. And finally, what's the most important part of friendship? Pick one of the following four. Trust, honesty, compassion, or your own happiness. Most important part of a friendship, trust, honesty, compassion, or your own happiness.
Compassion.
Okay. And it says, click here for your results.
And?
And here comes the answer. The results are in. You are certifiably 41% bastard.
Oh. that's
only
good.
41% bastard.
Wow.
23% of which, it says, is tarred. The worldwide average is 43% bastard. So you came in just below.
Just below the national average for being a bastard.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Thank you. I want to thank everybody. Thank you very much.
Only 3% of the world is like you. 48% of the world is more bastard than you. 49% is less bastard than you.
Wow. Well, that's okay. I'll deal with that one.
That's not a bad test.
Not bad.
Woo!
It's a tough one to take. I don't mind telling you.
All right, now.
My God.
Let's do another one before the break.
All right. You take one now.
All right. I have the intelligence quiz for me because I'm so stupid.
Oh, what, so is that exactly what it's supposed to be? Or does it mean how... No, I don't know.
It said UN intelligence. Intelligence.
Okay.
On the left-hand side where they had the big list of all the tests.
All right.
You see it there, Buzz?
Yeah, I have to go back to the beginning because there's no button for jumping. Here we are, the next test, unintelligence. Clicking on it now. Here it comes.
He's waiting for the screen to load.
Now, you done good that time, KOB.
Not bad.
Wow.
Here it is.
Hold on a second. Here's the hotline ring. Hello? No. That was a hang-up.
Okay, and for the age on you, I should enter 41, right?
Yes.
Okay. Press the onward button.
Very youthful 41.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. I'm compassionate.
Okay. The first section is called the warm-up, and I'm ready with question one. If you were stuck in the woods in the middle of Alaska in January being hunted by a badass grizzly bear named Zeus, which of the following objects would you most want to be carrying? Pick one of the following five. Matches, food and water, an axe, a communications radio, a bottle of whiskey and a harmonica.
Communications radio.
Okay. What number comes next?
What are you laughing at?
I nothing other than your facial expression when you answered the question. It was so funny. You answered it and you kind of looked around. You did like a survey of the room after you answered.
It's fine. Number two, what comes next in this series? One, two, three, four...
Five.
Uh-huh.
Duh.
Good. So you've got a .357 Magnum, and you take a liking to hunting. One morning, you notice four blackbirds sitting on a fence in your backyard. You shoot one square between the eyes from 10 meters away, killing it. How many do you think will be left on the fence?
Zero.
All right.
I think they'd fly away.
Yeah, that makes sense.
A philosophical question. When you find something you've been missing, why is it always in the last place you look? You have five answers to choose from.
Because I'm stupid.
Because I'm an unlucky person.
No.
Because I stop looking once I find it.
No.
Because it's so damn smart and I have bad vision. Because God willed it that way. And the final choice, actually you're wrong, I'm stupid enough to keep looking once I find it. Poor choices at all.
Yeah, it's a jive question.
Yeah, it is.
Work God in there. You ought to work
God.
Yeah,
take the God answer. That's right. This is not as good as the bastard quiz. You know what? I might have to take another quiz.
Okay.
Buzz, you might have to reload.
All right, I'll just back up a couple
of things. Why don't you give me the love quiz?
The love quiz.
Give me the love quiz.
Okay.
I'd rather answer questions like Mike did.
I didn't like that test, the way it was going.
It was like a Rorschach test. Mm-hmm. It was like looking at an ink blot.
Yeah, very odd.
Okay, go
very
to the love esoteric. Quiz. Give me the love quiz.
Okay, we're waiting for the page to load.
Oh.
We're on the right page. We're just waiting for it to appear.
Come on, Danny.
Danny. Sit down, Danny.
Danny.
How's it going, Danny?
I'm watching a blank screen here.
Now we're in the magic.
Got the little hourglass thing happening.
Screen's blank, Danny. K.O.B., Danny.
Danny.
Danny!
Danny! Sit down, Danny.
Danny, you're 41% bastard, Danny.
Danny.
I'm going to try reloading, see if that speeds things up.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, I know.
I wish we had a computer in the studio. Although, you know what, KOB, you did good on that.
I think so. I think it's the fact that a lot of people are on the computer right now. That's what slows down the system.
You mean here in the building?
Yeah, here in the building and in the world in general, the internet in general.
Toya, thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Toya. Show started about an hour and a half ago. Thank you for joining us, though, today, Toya. Thank you. We appreciate it.
She was downtown protesting.
Were you protesting downtown?
Yeah, I was.
Very good. Yeah? What were you protesting?
Here we go.
Where were you really?
No, actually, the axles on my car, both of them are bent. So I had to get that done, and I had to get new tires because the belt broke, and I had this big lump in my tire.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Thank you, Tony.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you couldn't do it this morning?
On my way here.
Oh, it happened on the way here.
Yeah, the axles got bent.
You couldn't just leave the car?
It is. It's still there.
It's still, okay, all right, thank you.
All right, good.
Right answer.
Toya ran over a protester, bending both axles on her car and snapping the belt.
I just gave her the employee test. She had the right answer, left her car.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie, you got that thing yet?
The page is still blank.
Hey, but let's all go easy on her, okay? I mean, I know who I am now.
You're a compassionate bastard.
That's right. I'm only 41% bastard.
All right, Buzz, I'm going to have to do a break.
That's a good idea.
I'm just going to have to do a break. Why don't you just log off and log back on to the same site?
That's what I'll do.
And then when we come back, I will take the love test.
All right, thank you both.
And then we'll let Rob take the ass test, and Buzz will take the sex test.
Excellent.
Okay, well, we come right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
You like people on there? Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic dragon,
it's a great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Parker?
No, no. What? No, 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 Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, Greg?
No. Yes. No.
The Don and Mike Show.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
A colossal waste of time. The Don and Mike Show.
Charlie Broyhill, right there. I will take the love test.
The love test.
Buzz, you got it yet?
Yeah, I do have it.
All right, Buzz has it. You know, we now have it on two different screens. Actually, a screen in the studio and a screen in KOB's room.
Yeah, they apparently are asking questions to get through to the test, right? You have to have a little screening thing.
Some kind of sign-in session.
Right.
Now we're back on the web.
Yes.
I'll give this address out when we're done with this so everybody else can take these quizzes. Okay, I'm ready to take the love test.
The first thing it wants to know is your year of birth.
1958.
Okay, 50 and 8. And your sex, male or female? Male.
Male.
Your choices are, and everyone knows it, although I look like Janet Reno.
And everyone knows it.
Yeah, I know. Zip code, that's in. Your relationship status, your choices would be either married and monogamous or married and cheating. Or married and being cheated on.
Married and being cheated on. No, man, married and monogamous.
Okay, very good. And the next question only has one possible answer. The question is, are you gay, straight, bisexual, or lesbian? And the only option is yes, so I'll check that for you. Have you ever spanked someone with intent to yes or no?
No.
Are you a virgin?
No.
How emotionally satisfied do you feel these days? Very satisfied, not too satisfied, or unsatisfied?
Very.
And how sexually satisfied do you feel these days? Very, not too, or un?
Very.
How do you feel about your love situation? Very, not too, or un?
Very.
Have you ever used a personal service or even browsed a personal service in hopes of starting a relationship?
Yes. I've browsed.
Browsed, there we go.
I browsed.
Of course, everybody looks good in a cowboy hat.
What about for sex? Did you use such a browser for sex?
No.
Okay. At this key juncture in your life, which is more important, sex or love?
Love.
And which is more important, success or immediate pleasure?
Success.
My man.
How often do you consume alcohol? There are five choices. Never at all, never in excess,
Sometimes I get railed. I like getting drunk. Or, ooh, liver.
Sometimes I get railed.
All right. Do you think drunken sex with someone you hardly care about can be construed as spiritually acceptable by God, the Lord, our Savior, whose Son died for our sins?
Yes.
The answers are,
yes.
I don't understand, I like drunken sex, or I dislike drunken sex.
Then I like drunken sex.
Okay. The next section is true-false. It's okay to turn a condom inside out and use it again. True or false?
False.
Love at first sight is possible.
True.
Love over the internet is possible.
False.
Very good.
At your age, long-distance relationships are okay. True or false?
False.
Sex toys are cool.
False.
And so are warts. True or false?
False.
All right. D.
The female exists. True or false?
On my wife?
Just whether it exists.
True.
The male exists. True or false?
True. It's in my pants right now.
It's okay to date two people exclusively at the same time as long as they don't know about each other. True or false?
True.
Prostitution should be legalized everywhere. True or false?
True.
True.
Abortion is a woman's right to choose. True or false?
True.
The most important thing in life is happiness. True or false?
True.
Intelligence is important. True or false? Very general statement.
I'm happy with a lot of stupid people I know. False.
And beauty is a state of mind. True or false?
Oh, man, there's some beautiful phlegm. Yeah. That's beautiful phlegm in your throat.
Beauty is a state of mind. That is true,
okay.
Of course.
Therefore, fat people must be weak-minded. True or false?
True.
Next section.
All you weak-minded fatties.
More stuff about you. Do you like children, yes or no?
Yes.
What about pets? Which is better? Choose one of the following three. Dog, cat, neither. They are weak, small creatures without value.
Dog.
There you go.
How sexually attracted are you to women? The four choices are not at all, just a little, an average amount, a lot.
A lot.
And men? Not at all, just a little, an average amount, or a lot?
An average amount. No. I'm not.
Okay,
not
at all. Would you let someone put a leash on you and drag you around naked on your linoleum floor? Yes or no?
No.
Say something interesting. I'll type it in.
Eat me.
That's easy. Okay. He got that in there quick. He flies on that keyboard.
Would you enjoy talking about sex with a complete stranger over email or inside a chat room? Yes or no?
No.
Would you meet that person in person?
No.
Have you ever gone on a blind date?
Yes.
If so, did it work out?
No.
Do you consider yourself beautiful?
No.
No. Does it really matter what other people think about your looks? Yes or no?
Yes.
Are you just saying that because you're ugly? Yes or no?
Yes.
Look within yourself and forget your gender. Do you feel more like a man or a woman?
A man.
Do many people know...
Come on.
Just kidding.
Bastard.
41%
bastard. 41%
bastard.
Do many people know the real you? Yes or no?
No.
And do you think the Pope...
You know that I think the answer to that is yes.
All right, and now the next section, which it starts with, what drives you? By the way, sorry about that last Pope question. For real, are you religious?
Yes.
Okay. If so, then who created God in the first place? Four choices. No one did. He transcends time. God created himself, you heathen. God was conceived at a big bang, or there is no God.
That first one you said.
No one did. He transcends time. Does death scare you, yes or no?
No.
What about loneliness?
Nope.
Do you like to watch sports on television?
Yes.
Do you usually wear tight clothes?
No.
Do you care if someone you're dating wears tight clothes?
Yes.
Do you get jealous easily?
Yes.
Are heated arguments a healthy part of love?
Yes.
Are you ever wrong?
No. No.
Have you ever had a hickey that bled?
Oh, God.
Ew. No.
Number 60, the author says, me neither. Number 61, and finally, which is sexiest, confidence, beauty, or intelligence?
Confidence.
And now here come, let's just finish the test. Okay, they want you to pick a name. Do you want to make one up? Or you want to use Geronimo? What would you like to use?
Put Donnie with an I.
Okay.
D-O-N-N-I.
Donnie, that's the way he has it on his restaurant.
Just D-O-N-I.
And what password would you like to use? Okay.
You sure that's enough letters for the password? Might have to put a number after those letters.
It doesn't state a minimum. Okay, here come the results, we think.
Okay, here we go.
Put away the lotion. You have a love rating of 58%.
Wow. There you go.
Okay.
Your remaining 42% is essentially lust and sexual greed.
Thank you. Is that all it says?
The rest are charts and graphs. You look good. Oh, and the answer is yes, the Pope.
Of course he does. He's a man, flesh and bones. So that's it? I mean, Mike gets this whole big thing about being 41% bastard. That's all I get?
They've got graphs. It says the blue bar is how much you want and need love. The red bar is how much you just want sex. So you did balance more toward love than sex. You have more blue than red.
That's going to be good.
It says,
okay. Save that, print that one out for your wife.
Now, this doesn't make sense to me. It says more about you as interpreted by us. Morality, 2. Love experience, 8. Sex experience, 6. Intelligence, 6.
Huh?
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. That's not what it says.
Whatever.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's not as good as the bastard test.
No. There are numbers there, but what's the scale?
They don't give a scale. Not here.
Buzz, very quickly, go to the sex quiz.
All right.
Just go to the sex quiz.
And
we'll have you take the sex quiz.
All right. The sex quiz. Here it is.
Here we go.
You got it?
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, I know. I just had to click on another button to get a little farther.
K-O-B.
All right, here we go. Section 1, biology. Did you know there are actually two types of humans? The slightly larger and less intelligent kind, males, have protruding external called that are used for making important life decisions.
This is land of the nerd.
I don't like that one. Listen,
okay.
Go to the ass quiz.
All right, let me
totally ask. That's probably the only one that's been any good is with the bastard.
Where
test.
I found out that I was 41% bastard,
right.
which I'm pretty happy about, frankly.
Well, you should be.
You know, I'd like to, you know, if it didn't take so goddamn long, I'd just rather take a bastard test.
Well, the bastard, you could take the he could do it quicker. With
60
you.
Questions though.
That's
all right, go back to the bastard. Let me see if I'm as big a bastard as Mike is.
Okay, hang on. I just got us the ass quiz.
All right,
now it's a competition.
Which looked pretty good, by the way.
Go back to the bastard quiz.
All right.
You're in my belly.
All right, let's fly through this, though, Buzz.
All right.
I'm 41.
Yes, I remember. All right, here we go. Section 1, rage. First question. Have you ever called someone a bad name?
Yes.
Have you ever spit on someone?
No.
Have you ever pushed anyone?
Yes.
Have you ever been in an argument?
Yes.
What about a fist fight?
No.
Are you capable of punching someone in the face?
No.
Have you ever watched a fist fight?
Yes.
Do you watch televised boxing or wrestling?
No.
Okay, next section.
I don't.
You watch televised boxing? You watch televised boxing. We've talked about fights.
It's not have you, do you. I interpret that as do you, like on a regular basis. I don't.
You rent fights. You get pay-per-view fights.
Put yes on that then.
I did. Number 9, do catastrophes sometimes excite you?
Yes.
What about car accidents? Are you one of those guys who slows down to see the flames?
Yes.
Have you seen a Faces of Death video?
Yes.
Have you been to a strip joint?
Yes.
Do you own a gun?
No.
Have you ever tried throwing a knife?
No.
Did it hit someone? We'll say no. Do you forward disgusting pictures from the internet to your friends?
No.
Do you like child porn?
Oh, yes.
I'm clicking no. Do you have any pets that aren't mammals?
No.
All right, continue to the next section. And here it is. Women lack the authority to command their emotions, true or false?
True.
Homosexuality is the work of the devil.
False.
Discriminating by race is fine with you because you're white.
False.
Lying is okay if sex will result from it.
True.
Canada is a place for prostitutes.
Yes. And...
yes.
All right. You've put out a cigarette on your own tongue. True or false?
No.
All girls want you. True or false?
False.
Pain don't hurt. True or false?
False.
Okay, now here comes this big dumb question, the essence of which is, this test is a good substitute for doing the reading or sleeping with your English teacher.
No.
All right. Golf is for sissies. True or false?
Yes.
People under 150 pounds are not to be trusted. True or false?
Yes, true.
I'll agree on that one.
You hit her because you love her. True or false?
Oh, yes. Yes! No, of course not. No.
Next section. And the question is vices. Do you like the taste of beer?
No.
Do you gamble?
Yes.
Have you ever gambled, lost, and not paid up?
No.
Do you have an addictive personality?
Yes.
Do you ever steal things you can't afford?
No.
Do you ever steal things you can afford?
Yes.
Is your happiness more important than your loved one's happiness?
No.
Do you expect to get what you want?
Yes.
And what if you don't get it? I'll type in your answer.
I'm pissed.
The next question is about true love. Have you ever cheated, yes or no?
Yes.
Is cheating an expected part of your love life?
No.
Yes. Okay. Is love a big hairy lie?
No.
If you could get away with it, would you sleep with any of your relatives?
Yes.
Have you been with a prostitute, yes or no?
No.
Why not? Was she just too expensive?
No.
Have you ever been caught cheating?
No.
Have you told a girl you loved her when you didn't mean it?
Oh, yes.
Do you get frustrated when someone won't have sex with you?
Oh, yes.
All right, continuing to the next section. Do you like to drink?
Oh, yes.
Do you own a heavy metal t-shirt?
Yes. AC/DC.
Smell your armpits right now. Do they reek?
No.
Very good.
Do you own a mesh baseball hat?
No.
Have you ever doodled a swastika?
Yes.
Do you ever fantasize about something bad happening to an attractive girl, then you save her at the last second only to have her fall in love with you and or have sex with you, yes or no?
No. No.
Did you ever try to make one of those dreams happen?
No.
Do you dislike authority?
Yes.
Do you have any tattoos?
No.
Do you even know who your father is?
No.
Okay.
I don't. That's the truth. I'm adopted. I don't.
All right. The next section. Do you prefer at night or in the morning?
In the morning.
Have you ever died?
Oh, boy.
Have you ever died in a dream?
Yes.
Have you ever killed someone in a dream?
Yes.
Do you like coffee?
Yes.
Do you like horror movies?
No.
Really? Okay. Do you consider yourself smarter than most of your friends?
Yes.
Better looking?
Yes.
Are you by any chance Catholic?
You might as well put down yes on that one, too. It used to be.
And finally, what's the most important part of friendship? Pick one of these four. Trust, honesty, compassion, or your own happiness?
Trust.
And click here for your results.
Okay, here we go. It's the big bastard off. But I do agree. I answered those very honestly.
Yes, you did. The results are in. You are certifiably 54% bastard.
Hey! How about that?
30% of which is tarred. The worldwide average, again, is 43% bastard. How others compare, 2% of the world is the same as you. 20% of the world is more bastard than you. 78% of the world is less bastard than you.
Okay.
There you
Actually, you're a bigger bastard than I am.
You just noodled that through? You just noodled
I'm
that
sorry,
through?
I'm sorry. Buzz was putting me to sleep over there. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You know me in numbers.
Yes.
You know my limited mathematical
58 is bigger than 41.
Thank right. you very
yes,
much.
Bigger bastard.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Yes, bigger bastard.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
All right. That is, the website there is thespark.com.
And, I mean, really, are we in agreement there was only one that was really a good test?
The bastard test was a good test.
Right. Best one.
All the rest of them, I mean, I don't know, we never got to the ass quiz
right.
or the sex quiz, but the intelligence quiz and the intelligence quiz and the love quiz, they just suck.
Yeah. Boo!
Sucking up.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
The next time you need light bulbs, look to Sylvania for all your home lighting needs. I do.
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, rinse, repeat. The Don and Mike Show.
Toya just got on that website,
all right,
that spark.com, and she took the bitch test.
She did.
Toya, our wonderful Toya, is 51% bitch.
Ooh, that's a fascinating one.
Yeah. Would like to hear that one live.
Hey, maybe I'll call my wife with that. I mean, I know we've been all over this thing today, but I think it's pretty
interesting. That sounds like, but there, you know, the good one was the bastard one, and the bitch one's probably just as good.
Log on to the spark.com.
Okay.
The spark.com. Let me see if mommy's at home.
Very good.
And then I promise we'll get to your phone calls. And we might actually have someone who's actually at, it says, in the middle of the protest.
Hello.
Hey, honey.
Yes, my boo-boo.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hi.
Hey, got about 3 minutes?
Well, I've got all time in the world for you.
Beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
I want you to take the bitch test.
Oh, all right.
We'll see if you're as much bitch as I am bastard.
I didn't hear you take the test. I just heard the results.
58% bastard.
No, and I don't believe that, because you really are a peaceful man, a gentle man.
I said that. I've never been in a fist fight. So have you ever hit anybody? No.
So how did you rate so high?
I don't know. Why was I such a big bastard?
You know, I think that they must weight certain questions more than other ones, because it didn't seem to me to break out as specific questions. I think they weight certain answers.
Well, maybe they weight the one like, do you know who your father is?
Yeah,
like right. Something like
and,
that.
And I really don't know who my father is.
And then there were multiple choice ones that they might have weighed heavier on that one.
All right, Frida, what age should I enter for you?
Enter her current age, Buzz. 44.
What did you
44.
Say? 44. Oh, very good.
Very good.
Soon to be 45 and 4 years older than me.
Okay, part one, the warm-up. Are you in a relationship right now?
Okay.
If so, how would you best describe it? If not, how would you describe your last relationship? So how would you describe this one? Your choices are action, horror, comedy, porn, sci-fi, or drama?
I'll have to go with comedy.
Okay.
That's good.
In relationships, do things usually go your way, yes or no?
Yes.
What if something doesn't go your way? Be honest and constructive. You have four choices. I grin and bear it. A discussion usually works. I make him grovel. The bastard will be in a bag for days.
Oh, God.
Well,
answer this one honestly, honey.
First we discuss.
Uh-huh. Discussion? You want to choose that one?
Yeah, I'll choose that, because that usually is before you in a bag.
Talk amongst yourselves. Discuss.
Number five, if you were working on a pirate ship, what would you most likely be? The captain, the first mate, the buccaneer, or pregnant?
I'd be the captain.
Okay. Mm. Have you ever been in a cat fight? Yes or no?
No.
Yes.
I have not.
Have to.
I've
been in a verbal cat fight.
Have you ever called another girl a slut?
To her face? No.
Yeah, but the answer to that is yes.
Well, if she's not around.
Honey, just answer. Have you ever called a girl a slut?
Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
Have you ever slapped someone?
No.
Yes.
Who have I slapped?
You've slapped me.
Not.
Yes, you have.
I don't slap. I have not. When was that?
I don't know, but I'm sure you've slapped me.
You're thinking of somebody else. The answer is no.
I must be thinking about somebody else.
I threw an apple at you one time. That's all that's ever happened.
I read them the way they're written. Have you ever kicked someone in the...
No.
Have you ever given someone the silent treatment?
Oh, yeah, that I've done.
Yes, yes, try Thursday night.
Do you wear fake nails?
No.
If so, do you often find dried blood beneath them?
No.
I'll put no.
Haven't you worn fake nails, though?
No, Sugar Bear. It's a different thing. It's a silk wrap. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay. Do you wear hairspray a lot?
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. I want to get back to this because... Didn't we just have a discussion about your new fake nails?
They're not fake, Boo. I can't even wear... I play piano. They can't be long. They just put like a silk thing on it so they don't chip. The pellets doesn't chip, but they're my nails.
So it's a particular polish that reinforces the nails. Is that what it is?
All right. I thought it was
like
fake.
They put a fabric on your own nail so it... But
so never
not.
In your life have you had false nails?
Like
Lee press on nails ever?
No, my nails grow.
My nails grow.
All right, Major Bill.
Do you wear hairspray a lot?
It used to be be asking my husband these questions. He's the one that you can't breathe in the bathroom from the hairspray.
Just answer.
Yes or no? No.
No. No, but all I have to do really is walk into the bathroom right after my husband's been in there, and I'm wearing hairspray whether I like it or not.
Next question. Yes or no? Do you have crusty bangs?
Crusty Bangs?
Yeah, Crusty Bangs.
It sounds like a name of a porn star.
No,
we're
going to
say no. Are you a crusty?
No.
Yes or no? Okay. Four choices on this one. How often do you switch best friends? Practically never? Once a year? Many times a year? Or today?
I don't even have best friends, so never.
Okay, I'll choose practically never.
Yeah.
How many people do you think would come to your funeral? Pick a number, I'll type it in for you.
Oh, I've got a big family, so that automatically gives me 50 right there.
Okay, 50 it is. How many of those would come just to make sure you're dead?
None.
All right. Do you carry mace or pepper spray for self-defense?
I used to, but not currently. It expired.
Do you know how to fire a gun?
No.
Okay. Bang, bang, it says to the next section. Do you have more enemies or more friends?
I have a lot of enemies by marriage, but that's not my fault. So I will say,
answer the question: do you have more enemies or friends?
More friends.
I don't have very many anymore. But if it weren't for you, I'd have lots.
Would you say your mom is a bitch?
No.
Do any of your screen names contain the words angel, cutie, tigress, vamp, or vixen?
No, it's close, but no.
Tigress.
Have you ever sent someone an anonymous email, message, or letter?
No.
Are you always talking S about your friends?
No.
Yes, you do. listen, I cannot stand silent anymore and hear this.
I chit-chat with you about my friends.
No, yes. But that is a yes. She does talk S about her friends all the time. All the time.
Do your friends talk S about you?
Well,
of course they do.
Yes.
Probably. Because
yes.
I've got more S to talk about than they do anyway.
Have you ever pushed someone in a wheelchair over wet concrete and left them there? Ha ha.
No.
Do you avoid beggars on the street?
Well, I don't hunt them down, but I don't avoid them.
You don't avoid them.
I don't hunt them down.
Do you ignore blood drives?
No, I give blood.
Do homeless, crippled, or otherwise disabled people sometimes annoy you? Sometimes. Yes or no?
No, they've never done anything to annoy me.
Oh, God.
You know what? They annoy me because they make my husband irritable, and that annoys me.
Okay. Such a liar. Blame it on me. But,
yeah,
you know,
it's all you.
You just can't be honest.
Relationship.
You can't be honest that sometimes, you know, crippled people piss you off.
Why would they piss me off?
Oh, like when you're looking for a parking spot?
That's not them. That's the parking spot.
Right.
Oh, see, there's always a qualifying point.
Don't piss me off.
Oh, I tell you, if I had a dollar for every time I've heard my wife say, damn cripples. Those damn cripples. Okay. I'd be able to park right next to Saks Fifth Avenue. Enough of those damn cripples.
You know,
maybe I should say yes, because you're mentally handicapped, and you often do annoy me.
Okay. Nice.
These yes and no questions are about relationships. Have you ever turned down someone for a date?
Yes, my husband.
Have you ever stood someone up?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever dumped anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever cheated on someone?
Yes.
Have you ever cheated on someone repeatedly?
Yes.
Are you smarter than your friends?
Yes.
Are you better looking?
Yes.
Do you make more money?
I make zero money.
I'll put no. Are they jealous sometimes?
Probably. How could they help?
Now
we're finally scoring.
We're
tapping into the real Frida right now.
The score is definitely, I think, going to increase right now in this period of the test.
Yeah.
They want me to enter how many people you've broken up with.
Oh, I don't know. I say five when I was dating. I don't know.
Okay. How many people they want to know have you had sex with?
Oh, they don't want to know that.
Yes, they do. There's a blank right here.
Yes,
question 42.
Okay, well, we'll say those same five people.
Come on, honey, you're lying. Give us the honest answer.
That's close enough.
If you will not give the truth, I will be forced on my own to make a...
You have no idea.
Well, let me see.
Go ahead.
Do you think you have an idea?
Sam, Steve, Chris, the guy from ABC. I don't know. I'll add five more guys when you went to college. I'll say 15 to 20.
Well, then you're wrong. But put down whatever makes you.
Then correct me if I'm wrong.
My number is closer than your number. Let me just say that.
If you
then
say,
let's meet halfway and say 10.
10. I think that's fair. Do you steal from your friends, Frida?
No.
Okay. Do you
steal from your friends? That's funny.
Do you wear their clothes without asking?
No.
Do you ever forget their birthdays?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you ever blamed a friend for one of your farts?
No, just a dog or a baby.
No, that would be yes, though, yes.
Not a friend.
Well, what do you have, though?
Blamed a friend.
What could I do that a friend would say, I didn't do that?
Question 47, are you from Canada, U.F.?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself successful?
In what?
That's just
a question.
Just
answer, honey.
No, I said no. I have to say no.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's silly.
Well,
you're not absolutely right. Be quiet now.
Okay. Are you frequently not punctual?
No, I'm usually punctual.
Oh, he's low. Now he's hitting the floor.
Oh, that is true. Oh,
you are. Listen, everybody, you are listening to Miss 5 minutes late.
Absolutely.
Christ, we got to be somewhere at 6. I have to start pushing you at 5 to get ready.
Oh, no, that's not the way. You tell me we're leaving in 20 minutes, and then when 10 minutes go by, you say, let's go.
That's right, because you should, by now, you should know when I say we're leaving in 20, it really means we're leaving in 10.
Well, that's not punctual. That's early.
No, she's not punctual,
yes,
Buzz. She is not. She is not.
Buzz will answer like I tell him to, won't you, Buzz? You answered for my husband and Mike like they told him to.
The question's a double
and
negative.
And I answered
honestly. Speaking of late, question 50 is, have you ever gotten pregnant intentionally just to lure someone into a lasting relationship?
Oh, yeah. I have this all the time. I can't get pregnant intentionally. We've been trying.
I'll say no.
In the past tense, we used to.
The next section. Have you ever claimed to be pregnant, even though you weren't, just to get abortion money? That's what it says.
Oh, wow.
It's just what it says.
If only
Jesus.
I thought of that.
I'll put no. Can you think of anyone who doesn't like you? Yes or no?
No, not off the top of my head.
And is
Wait.
Wait a minute. I know there are people that don't like me, but. Oh, okay, yes.
You can think of someone.
Yes.
Okay.
Who?
That doesn't ask that.
Oh, all right.
Okay, good.
And is there anyone?
Michael Mara.
Oh, no.
I knew that would get
That's
ugly.
Not nice.
No, but you don't like me.
I do like you.
Oh, all right, sure, go ahead.
You don't believe me?
No, I don't.
Do you really think I don't like you? I know you've always thought I don't like
you.
No,
you don't like me. You don't like me all the time.
Well, that's just like you don't like me all the time.
Sure, I
But in general,
like
if I see you somewhere, I like you, and I do. I do like you.
All right.
Well, I do.
I think you're 43% bastard.
And yes or no, Frida, is there anyone you don't like?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Have you ever been to prison either to visit
Frida,
or
would that person be me?
No, this latter.
Okay. Have you ever stomped on
Hello, everybody. I would be the reason for that one.
Again, not my fault.
Oh, God.
This could be on video. Question 55. Have you ever stomped on someone with high heels?
No.
Have you ever used your teeth during...
Unintentionally.
Not
you put yes on that one, Buzz.
You have to show a scar to prove that.
No, the answer to that is yes.
Did you, Frida, ever claim you were sexually harassed when you weren't really, or did you ever threaten to claim sexual harassment?
No, uh-uh.
Have you ever seduced or been seduced by a married man, not your husband?
No, I don't. No, that's bad.
You almost said, I don't think so.
No, I said, I don't like that. That's what I was going to say. That's bad.
I don't think so.
Have you ever teased?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever threatened to commit suicide just to get attention?
No.
Yes.
Okay. We're on to the last page. Do you own dark lipstick?
Yes.
Do you have a tattoo?
No.
Have you ever shoplifted?
No.
Do you like the taste of beer? Do you like the taste of revenge?
No.
Are you a student? And if so, have you ever been... are you a student, is the question.
No.
Okay. Do you dislike authority?
Sometimes, yeah.
Have you ever quit a job and given less than 3 weeks' notice?
Yes.
Do you like to talk about your problems?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you have a hard time listening to other people's problems?
Yes.
Yes.
And finally, which of the following is most important in friendship? Understanding, trust, or compassion?
Trust.
Here come the results.
All right, here we go. We're going to find out how big a bitch you are. Honey, remember, a perfect match with me would be if you're a 58% bitch, because I'm a 58% bastard.
That would be soulmates, I would think.
I'd like to take the test if I weren't married to you, and if I were, I bet I'm a much bitchier person because I'm married to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
According to thespark.com, Frida is 40% bitch.
40%
bitch.
You just have to work.
That is actually higher than the worldwide average of 38%.
Oh, that's not right.
Yes, absolutely right.
3% of the world is the same as you, 39% bitchier than you, 58% less bitchy than you.
Well, aren't you 58%?
I'm 58% bastard.
Well, if you add the two up, it's 98%. I think you complete each other.
I do. There you go, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob, very nice good fit. Statistical
Thank
analysis.
Thank you, Rob.
Right. That's
right.
Terrific.
Yeah,
right.
Mark's probably 2% bastard.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn. Enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
I want to welcome to the big show.
All right.
Is this Dory or Lori? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Dory or Lori?
Lori.
Hey, everybody. From Reading, Pennsylvania, please welcome Dory and Lori.
All right.
Siamese twins.
How you guys doing?
Fine, but the word is conjoined twins.
I'm sorry, what is the word?
Conjoined.
Conjoined twins.
Yeah.
Now, you are Lori.
I'm Lori.
And Dory is right there with you?
She's right here.
It's crazy.
Why don't you hold on and I'll put the answering machine thingy on.
Oh, okay.
You mean the,
I mean on the
speakerphone? Okay, good.
Yes, hello, girls.
Are you both there?
Yes.
Hi, gals. Now, you live in the great state of Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Which one is Dory? Hi, Dory.
Hi.
And Lori, hi.
Hi.
Can I ask how old you gals are?
35.
35.
Yes.
And I understand that you are making headlines because not only are you very close together, you know what I mean, but you also sing country and western.
Well, my sister Dory does only.
Only Lori doesn't, but Dory does.
Right, she's the country singer.
Do you enjoy the singing when she does it? I think that would make things a lot easier.
Oh yes, I do like it. It's very nice. She does very good. I'm very proud of her.
You know, I have so many questions that I've always wanted to ask somebody like you gals. Like, It would absolutely drive me crazy if I had to do everything that my brother wanted to do. Who's more dominant, Dory or Lori?
Actually, it's a lot of compromise. We take turns in doing what each other wants to do.
Do you guys get in a lot of fights?
No, actually we don't.
What's it like with guys when you go out on a date?
Well, Dory doesn't do much dating right now. She's more into her music right now. She's trying to get that off the ground and do that really well. So she's not really dating.
Now, you're conjoined at the head and for the past 35 years, and I want to know, how do you find privacy? Do you have techniques that you use when you want to, when you want to have quiet time yourself?
Well, Dory has her own room back here where her phone is right now, actually.
Mm-hmm.
This is her room for her to do what she wants to do, and this is not my room.
But when she goes to her room, don't you have to go with her?
I have to, but, you know, I'm quiet and I don't interrupt her.
Do you guys make out any kind of a schedule to do stuff you want to do?
No, not unless it's her going to do her singing and stuff. Mm-hmm. Then we have to do that.
What about TV? Do you have lots of fights about what to watch on TV?
No, we don't. We know what each other likes and doesn't like, so if one of us doesn't like something, the other one does. The one just watches it and the other one doesn't.
Can I ask you gals a real personal question? And it's about relations.
Yeah?
Do you have to get two guys?
No, 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 no.
So if,
not interested in that area right now.
But, okay, but let's say that the one that's singing, Dory, is not interested in it. What if Lori's interested in it? Has that ever come up?
I've had relationships, yes.
Oh, you have?
Yes, sure.
And I would imagine that one sister would have to approve of the other sister's...
Oh.
What?
No.
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 Good. What do you do? Close your eyes?
It's mine and the fella's relationship. That's not hers.
But she's there, though.
But she doesn't have to like who I'm out with. That's my business.
Now, it says in this article I'm reading that that Lori is the dominant, over-the-top sister.
That's what they wrote, but I think we both just compromise really well.
Says, is this quote...
Yes, I am a little dominant. You are right. I am a little sometimes.
Is the quote true here that says, and this comes from you, Lori, where you say, hey, I've got all the things you guys like.
I know.
What?
He wasn't supposed to have put that in there. I was just talking to him.
Oh, you were just talking to him.
He went beyond what he should have done. Well, I didn't want that in there.
Okay, but...
We're just talking as people... And then he wrote that in.
Being as it's in there, though, could I ask your bra size?
No.
I can't.
You wouldn't tell us that, huh?
Oh, I wouldn't tell us that because there are, like I said, some private things that are not supposed to be put in paper.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
That was one thing I don't approve that he did.
Okay. Now, are you guys joined at the head? Was there ever any, or could there be any medical way that you guys could have been separated, or was that always and today would still be impossible?
No, it wouldn't be impossible, but it wouldn't be very good either.
You mean there'd be a very dangerous procedure?
Very dangerous, yes.
Mm-hmm. How the heck?
Right now we're fine, so why mess with what's good?
You guys seem so well adjusted. Could you tell me how you've made it through 35 years of being joined to your sister at the head? I mean, is there a secret for your success?
It's just called faith.
Explain that. Elaborate on that a little bit.
Faith?
Yes.
Well, believing in yourself, believing in the Lord, and knowing that He did this for a reason, and you don't ask why, you just live this way and you accept it.
Is going to the bathroom a problem?
No.
No. But when one of you goes, the other one has to be along.
That's true. We have to be everywhere the other one is, but that doesn't mean we have to be watching exactly everything person's doing.
And as far as food, are there things that Lori, that you love that your sister hates, or
absolutely
what would be the best example of a food that you absolutely adore and your sister can't stand the sight of?
I don't know if there's any. She doesn't eat meat at all.
So she's a vegetarian?
Right, and I'm eating meat all the time, so she has to put up with that.
That's great.
And what about sleep? Do you guys have to be on the same sleep cycle?
Nope.
No, you don't. So you sleep at different times.
Well, we both go to bed at the same time, but it doesn't mean that I have to sleep when she sleeps.
Mm-hmm. And how did you guys happen to show up in this newspaper that we read about? Are you guys actively seeking publicity? Would you like to be on, like, one of the talk shows or something like that?
We have been on talk shows around here.
Uh-huh. Would you like to be, like, what is your goal, like, to be on Jerry Springer? Or?
Sure.
Yeah,
oh, you were on Jerry Springer?
Been on him, yes.
Oh, what a surprise that is. Yes,
yes.
We love that.
Been on him. We've been on Jerry Springer's show.
And you guys, I guess there's got to be a lot of love between you guys to get through this thing.
We are very close to each other.
And the...
Matter of speaking, know what I mean.
In a manner of speaking, of course.
And not only in bodily, but in love and all that.
And Dory, did we ask you to sing one of your country songs, or did you not feel like doing that? Or was it Lori? Who are we?
No, it's Dory that sings.
It's Dory that sings, and we're talking to Lori now, right?
Right.
Okay, Dory, are you there?
Yes.
Dory, could we trouble you for, do you have any original compositions?
I have stuff on my tape. That I did. She just put a tape out.
Would you like to sing something for us?
We'd be glad to give your tape a plug on our show here.
The tape is called Never Ending Love, by the way.
Never Ending Love, all right.
And it's by Dory. And it's by me.
Right.
It was recorded in Nashville. We don't have any out in the stores yet. I just got 100 of them to sell for myself.
Mm-hmm.
That goes good. Hopefully I'll get signed to a a company, then we can have a tape out maybe at the end of the year.
Well, listen, you should send us a copy of the song, and we'll play it on our show, and we'd be glad to give out your address or a phone
number. All I have are tapes, and radio stations need CDs.
Oh, no, not this radio station.
No, we can handle that. You send us a tape, we'll play it.
Hey, listen, I'm pretty sure that our fans would support you girls in your call. I bet you could sell all 100 copies just based on this telephone call to our show.
100 anymore. I have to get more.
Oh, you have to get more?
Yes. She sold pretty many already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if you gals do want to, would you like to give out a phone number or an address to see what kind of a response you get?
Well, first I'd have to get the tapes.
Oh, first you want to get the tapes. All right, well, let you do that.
All right, well, listen,
if I get sales and I don't have the tapes, that's not good.
Right.
Yeah, that would be a difficult situation.
I got you. Well, we just wanted to call to say hi, that we like everybody fascinated by your story, and we wanted...
So if anybody wants us to come out there and they know a way to get us out, we're willing.
Well, oh, now listen, what if... Where are you in Pennsylvania?
We're in Reading.
What town is that? Is that by where do we broadcast in Pennsylvania?
Pittsburgh, Philadelphia.
We're on in suburban Pittsburgh, and we're on somewhere like in the Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Yeah, we've heard of there.
Well, listen, we'll get you girls down here. We'd love to have you come by on our show one day.
Where is this now?
We're calling from Washington, D.C.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do a national show. It goes all over the country.
Yeah, we're close enough by.
Yeah,
what?
Sure.
What if we sent a nice limo to pick your girls up? How would that be?
Hey, that'd be fine.
Would you like that?
Absolutely.
Well, all right, hold on then. Rob, why don't you pick up and book Dory and Lori for the show?
Dory and Lori, and with the country music career, that's great.
Hello, beautiful.
It would be very good publicity for my sister.
Well, listen,
on their live.
We'd love to have you come by, and this is our producer, RJ.
Yeah, bring the guitar with you.
All right.
And, Robbie, let's see if we can book them ASAP.
We will make it happen.
Okay.
Oh.
Thank you, Lori. And, Dory, we're going to leave you now.
Okay, we'll have our number.
Okay, hold on. Our producer's going to talk to you now.
Thanks, lady.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Well, now, who would have thought that the Siamese twins would be so so fantastic personality-wise?
Yeah, they're very cool, and that's something we'd love to get them down here and, you know, listen to the music, get the guitar and the whole nine yards. That is, you know, we
can stare at them, let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm sure they're used to that, 35 years, and, wow. You know, we're looking at the picture, and they are literally joined at the front of their head. It's amazing.
Yeah, one of them, the forehead goes into, like, the left side of the other one's face. I guess it's Dory, who has more of her face showing in this picture, and Lori, who
it's
has...
It's hard to tell with that photograph exactly, you know, what that looks like, but, man, that is... To live an entire life like that, that's... There's some brave people. They really
are. Imagine trying to walk through your house. I mean, that's... It probably took them a while to get that down pat.
Listen, that would be the highlight of my 25 years in broadcasting.
Sure.
If we finally get some Siamese twins. And they're Siamese twins with a personality.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great. And
you know, maybe we could help them. Maybe we could catapult them to...
Sure.
Whatever the next level is that they want.
They've made the tape. They've got the songs on the tape. We'll sell some copies of the tape for them. That's fantastic.
Rob? Hey, come here, RJ. So how do they seem?
They seem like they're up for it.
Yeah?
I'll start calling around and see if we can get a limo to go up there and get them.
That's fantastic. What we hope we can get a limo.
Well, come on, even if we have to pay.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Don't trade it. I'll just get a limo. Let's pay for it. Bring
sure.
them down here. Give them a good time. We'll give them a whole show.
That'll be fantastic.
The whole show devoted to Lori and Dory.
Man, that's great. And
Whistling
and
Chappelle.
This is like the weirdest thing we've ever done. This is possibly the weirdest thing
it's
we've ever
creepy,
done.
Creepy, actually.
And they don't like Siamese twins, do they? They like conjoined twins.
Conjoined.
And the one that was doing most of the talking, that would have been Lori, right?
I believe.
And
it doesn't sing.
I have so many questions about the master.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
With us, Nana, here, there, everywhere, Pee Wee Herman had a farm.
Here he is, ready to pontificate. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Ozzy Osbourne.
How you doing?
How's it going, Ozzy?
We're working like slaves down here. I can now officially say that Sabbath are now in town. I'm going to be working all through the night with them guys.
Cool.
Come along and have a listen.
Ozzy, it's bloody good to have you on the show. We were told that you were just doing a sound check and that you had to spray your vocal cords.
I just spray. I just went through my armband set twice, back to back, which is like 2 hours singing. And I just have to
spray. He sounds great, doesn't he?
Are you eating anything right now, Ozzy?
Yeah.
What are you eating?
What are you eating?
Bagel.
A bagel. And I love the way he says bagel.
Ozzy, why did you decide to... I have many questions for you. Just ask them to your rapid fire. How did you decide to start doing the Ozfest?
Well, it just kind of happened, you know.
All right, next question. How do you feel about the controversy with your with Marilyn Manson being on your show?
Love it.
You love it. Next question. What do you think about Frank Gifford and Kathy Lee?
Who?
Okay, next question. Do you have a comment on Marv Albert?
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, dear.
I wish I could have left that on.
Unfortunately, when somebody says, who the F is that, it's very, very difficult to leave that on.
Yeah. I haven't heard of Marv Albert.
Hey, do we have that on tape?
Yeah.
All right. Rewind the tape, and I'll play it right up to the point where he said, who the F.
All right.
Okay. It was pretty funny. That was pretty good.
Did we lose Ozzy?
I don't. Well, I can't tell. I can't get the.
I think he's gone.
I can't get the telephone back up. I think that on the air. It could have been the interview with Ozzy Osbourne right there. Is it on tape one?
Tape number one. All right, let's go back and listen.
You love it. Next question. What do you think about Frank Gifford and Kathy Lee?
Who?
Okay. Next. And he says rewind it back a little more. So it's what do you think about Frank Gifford? He says who?
Right.
And I say what do you think about Marv Albert?
Right.
And he says who the F is that?
No, we had to hit the delay.
Wow. How did you decide to start doing the Ozfest?
Well, it just kind of happened, you know.
All right, next question. How do you feel about the controversy with with Marilyn Manson being on your show?
Love it.
You love it. Next question. What do you think about Frank Gifford and Kathy Lee?
Who?
Okay, next question. Do you have a comment on Marv Albert?
Hey, there we go.
There you go.
Good finger.
All right, now we have... We have Ozzy back. Ozzy!
Hi, Ozzy. We had to hit the delay on you for a second there.
I'm sorry about the paper.
That's all right, Ozzy. You're a rock and roller. You know, we expect that from you.
Ozzy, are you really not familiar with all this Frank Gifford and Marv Albert stuff?
Who are they?
Okay. It's just, sportscasters that have gotten in trouble with their indiscretions with women.
Is this what I'm watching on the television with it? They just found this guy biting
That's it. You got it. Way to go, Ozzy.
That kind of guy, man.
Ozzy, do you really ride a life cycle now?
Yeah, every day for 2 hours.
Well, I'm glad you're doing better, but there's something about Ozzy Osbourne. I just can't picture my Ozzy on a life cycle. Don't tell me, you eat vitamins and stuff, too.
I do eat vitamins, but I don't drink alcohol. I don't take drugs anymore. I just rock and roll, and I want to be around for a bit longer than I would have been if I carried on the lifestyle of what I was used to, you know?
How long have you been straight? How long have you been off drugs and alcohol?
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't even count.
You don't even count?
What time is it?
Today, I just go today, you know.
One day at a time, right?
Yeah.
What did that guy want me to ask him about his drummer? Who was your drummer who was in Black Sabbath, Ozzy? Is he still your drummer?
No. Bill Ward's not with us anymore. I don't know what he's doing, but Sabbath are now in town. Tony just got off the plane. Geezer got in last night. And Michael Ward and my drummer will be playing. He plays with Faith No More. We'll be doing both my set and Black Sabbath set, Summer's Me, so we'll be well.
Does anybody understand anything he's saying?
No.
Just someone who's calling. Hello, you're on the air with Ozzy.
Hello.
Hello.
Say hello to Ozzy Osbourne, ma'am.
Hello, Ozzy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Good.
Well, what is your name?
My name is Silke.
Silke? Well, you sound, what are you, German?
Yes.
Oh, you're German.
German.
Is Ozzy Osbourne a...
Liebling, mein Liebling.
Oh, listen, are you big in Germany, Ozzy?
Well, sometimes.
Ach, du lieber. Ozzy, are you...
Liebe dich, mein Liebling.
Ja, ich liebe dich auch.
Ja.
Ozzy Osbourne speaking German, that's a first.
Are you a fan of the show Hogan's Heroes, Ozzy?
No, I think it's an insult.
You really do?
An insult, oh.
Oh, man, that's an interesting take on it. Do you watch much TV when you're on the road, Ozzy?
When I get chance, but I'm down at the gig right now, so I'm found a quiet spot of close all the doors, not to turn up for 10 minutes, you know.
And I got
to
ask you, I wouldn't feel like I've done my job if I didn't ask you. You really did do that bat thing years ago, right?
No, I won't comment on that.
You won't?
No,
really?
Comment.
No.
Are you still there, German lady?
Yes.
Would you like to see the Ozfest?
When is it?
Now, listen, it's this weekend, and oh, my goodness, this is box seats. Box tickets for the Ozfest, including waiter service.
Wow, that's great. Somebody comes and waits on you right at the right at your box.
Yes, you get some kind of VIP seats and backstage passes, and would you like to go?
I would, but I have plans already. I was actually calling to talk to you about something else.
Oh no.
How insulting that is to Mr. Ozzy Osbourne.
Hold on a second.
All right, we got
lots of people calling.
Can I tell you something?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you should just tell them that you want the tickets to a show. What are you doing this weekend that's more important than Ozzy Osbourne?
I'm going to visit my family.
Visit your family. I mean, you could go see Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, you can
backstage passes, baby.
Family's always there. Ozzy's only there for like one show.
Well, listen, Fraulein.
Where is he playing?
He's playing at the Nissan. Oh, he just hung up.
Hold on a second. He just hung up again.
So weird.
Just hung up the phone again.
So, and the other question was, they wanted us to ask him about his stroke. Apparently, he had some kind of stroke.
Really? When? About 2 o'clock today?
I don't know. That simply was information given to us a few moments ago.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Now, why were you calling, German lady, if you were not calling for the Ozzy tickets?
I was calling to talk to you about why you are not... I really am missing the German Thursdays.
Oh, German Thursday.
Listen, maybe we'll bring them back sometime.
That would be nice, because it's a touch of home, even though sometimes you are doing things that aren't really German.
Das macht der Theo
in einen Finger.
Genau.
Einen Finger.
Oh, wie geht's? Wo ist die Toilette?
All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
All right.
How's he loved German Thursday?
How's Wiedersehen? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
You're giving away a ticket to Ozzy.
I guess we are. There it is.
You know, we were talking to Ozzy, but all of a sudden that German lady called in.
Well, hey.
What is your name, sir?
Bill.
And Bill, where are you from?
Well, I'm from Bluemont, Virginia, but I'm down here in Virginia Beach listening to you on WTAR.
All right, out in Norfolk, here you go. You've won a pair of tickets to the Ozfest.
Ah, wonderful.
Thank you for listening.
And by the way,
yes.
I think there's a very good explanation for why Marv Albert's girlfriend did that bite mark.
Well, I like to go with Ozzy Osbourne's take on it. Who the F is Marv Albert? That's what Ozzy Osbourne said. All right, well, Robbie's not calling back.
Oh, I'm in a bigo. I'm in a bloody bigo.
All right, well, thank you, Ozzy Osbourne. Is that he's gone? All right, well, I think we got the most out of him we could get out of him anyway.
He was a nice guy, and I think he was sad to know that he wasn't as big in Germany as he thought. So perhaps he's off to spray his vocal cords again.
All right, rock on. That's all right with me. That was Ozzy. That was cool.
And you got those rapid-fire questions in on Ozzy, and he answered them to the best of his ability. You know, if you were wondering what the answer was to how the Ozfest got started, it just sort of happened. That's one of the things that he said.
You know. He kind of gurgled that one out. All right, well, thank you. Go see Ozzy Osbourne in the Ozfest with Marilyn Manson et al.
Sure.
Around America this summer.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, spank my ass and call me Charlie. Isn't this exciting?
The Don and Mike Show. Sanitized for your protection. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I forgot to tell you about watching ESPN International.
Right.
Which is the funniest thing in the Cayman Islands.
They have subtitles or something like that?
Cayman Islands.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just like regular Sports Center,
right,
with the same music and the same graphics, except it's all for all those fag British sports like
cricket
and what they call football, soccer,
right,
and all the guys talk in British accents.
Yeah, that was a lovely show, time.
But it's the same thing with the music, the da-na-na, da-na-na, all that stuff's the same.
Here comes the cricket, mate.
And the other thing that I wanted to mention was that, of course, another reason I loved going to the Cayman Islands was the fact that they sell Cuban cigars there.
Right.
So I'm sure I caught skin cancer last week because I'm so goddamn tanned. And I'm also pretty sure I caught lung cancer last week because I had so many Cuban cigars.
Well, you only go around this planet once. What the heck? Have a good time.
So when we were there, everybody that I talked to said, don't even try to bring them back because they're very tough at customs at the airport. So what I did was I had about 10 little Cubans, and they put them in a baggie and put them inside my dirty underwear. had a laundry bag full of.
Nobody's going in there. Even the most seasoned customs veteran will stay out of there.
Full of dirty clothes. Well, and the longer we stayed on vacation in this place, the more guys said to me, "You know what? I buy 3, 4, 5, 6 boxes. They never even look in your bags at the airport.
You're taking them home for your own use."
Yeah, right.
Right.
But I had promised Fried and Bart that I wouldn't buy a box and bring them back with me. And right. I said, "What I'm going to do is, I didn't keep it a secret from them. I'm going to take some. I'm going to roll them up in this bag in my underpants and put this in the bag with all the other underpants and socks."
Well, you're allowed to bring in a couple, right?
No, you're not allowed to bring in any.
None at all. Boy, why can't we stop this embargo?
Technically, crazy. You're not allowed to bring in any. And they kill you at the airport
when you're leaving.
Right. Because at the airport, on the way out, they have duty-free shops where the cigars are incredibly cheap. Every goddamn Cuban cigar in the world you could want, dirt cheap. Big, gigantic bottles of booze that are like the cost of a bottle of Evian water.
Right, right.
You know, they tempt you with all this stuff.
Sure.
So, all I did was take 10 and put them in my underpants bag. So, when we got to Miami, when we got to the customs area, as we were walking through, I started to get nervous.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like, oh, God, they're going to go through my underpants. And I was more concerned that they're going to be going through my dirty underpants.
Sure. Look at this, sir. Bob, let me tell you something. I have a real good idea that he's got cigars in his suitcase, but I'm not going in there. Yeah. I'm not going in there for all the money in the world.
I'm more concerned about the fact you're going to be looking at my dirty underwear than the fact that I've got 10 cigars in there.
Absolutely.
But, of course,
there should be an embargo on those.
as soon as we get to the customs, Here's the big check. The guy says, "How you doing? Welcome home. Goodbye."
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing about customs. He could be doing that to you. Then the next guy, you know, comes in with the 15 boxes of Monte Cristos, and he's
just killing myself.
He gets them all taken away.
I just killed myself. I could have had a lifetime supply of Cuban cigars. I didn't have the balls to bring them back.
It sounds like an exotic location that you were at.
It was. It was fantastic. Well, yes, as opposed to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Well, let me tell you something about Myrtle Beach. I love Myrtle Beach, but this was just one of those problematic vacations. This was one of those trips that did not go as well as... I've been to Myrtle Beach a bunch of times. I like going down there. There are lots of things for the kids to do. There are lots of things for me. You know, obviously, it's got golf for me. It's got some nice shopping down there for Laura. It just was one of those deals where the place that we stayed, which will go nameless, Legends Resort, I think this is a place that deals with a lot of golfers, a lot of men. I call them, when I'm down there with my family, I call this, and anybody who's a golfer who's ever been down there with a group of 20 guys, they're packs of men. And you know any group, when it travels in a pack, you don't behave the same way you do as if you're there with your family, or if you're there alone, you behave differently. And so they're dealing with this all the time at this place, and I'm sure that that's why there were certain attitudes that they had down there.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I played golf, too.
You did?
Yes.
And you had a wonderful experience playing golf.
108.
That's good.
That's my score.
That's good. I think I played with a guy like you my last day there, too.
108, and I got to be the only guy in the world to shoot a 108. I was thrilled with it.
That's good.
I was thrilled.
You're 8 strokes away from breaking 100, and not many people do that.
For me, it was a great round of golf, but it was nothing like your round of golf.
Well, it was one round that went terribly. Well, there were three bad times that I had down there. But the trip started out great. We started out, it was the best driving that I've ever had. I mean, both coming and going, driving down there, you know, we have our little system where we get on the highway, and then there's the number one priority. Saturday morning, bright and early, we're heading right for the Iron Skillet, which to me, if you are heading down, and I tell this to if you're going down to, you know, down 95, down south on the East Coast, you want to stop at the Iron Skillet. It's a truck stop, but I'll tell you, I bring my whole family in there. Yes, my wife gets stared at by the truckers, but I'll tell you right now, this place is a great place to eat. They've got good food, and they've got friendly service, and I went there, and that. So I'm happy because we're making great time. It's a beautiful sunny day, and we're stopping at the Iron Skillet, and everything was wonderful. We made the best time driving down to Myrtle Beach that we've ever made before, and we got there. I was actually planning on doing it overnight because it usually takes so long to get
there. Did you observe all local speed ordinances?
Unquestionably, as I always do. Mm-hmm. Don, I've got my family in the car. Why would I go over the speed limit? We get down to the Iron Skillet. Is a great place to eat. I've told you that before. I love it. So I'm very happy. We stop by south of the border.
as we're heading down there. But we didn't get out this time. We didn't get out. I didn't like the look of it. They got this gambling happening down there right now, and I don't think it's a good environment. So we just drove through because we brought a babysitter with us, and she had never seen south of the border. Our good friend Leah, and so we drove through, and I said,
"It's Leah Remini."
It's Leah Remini. Wow. And I said, "Do you want to get out?" And she said, "Well, do you?" I'm like, "Not really." And she said, "Not really." So we just kept going. We head down there. We make such good time that I'd actually planned on an overnight and not to get it in one day with the kids, with a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. You don't think that they're going to last for, you know, more than 5 hours in the car. They were fantastic. They were happy. They enjoyed the trip. And we made it down there in one day. So we get down there one day, but we don't have a place to stay. So we have to make last-second arrangements as to where we're going to stay down there. And, hey, lo and behold, as we're driving in on Route 501, there's the Sleep Inn. You know, what better place, you know? It's the first place we see. Didn't look like the parking lot was very crowded. Yeah, they had a tour bus in there, but I said, let's all get our rooms at the Sleep Inn.
Only the finest.
So we stopped at the Sleep Inn, and I thought everything would be fine. I said, the next day we'll go over to this place where we're staying, where we get to, you know, we got the condo for the week, and we check in. Everybody's very tired. We put the kids to sleep. The kids are, the way we're going to work it is Laura, I get a good deal here. We have double beds, Laura and the two babies, because they're all tiny, all sleep in one bed, and Daddy gets his own double bed.
Right.
Which is very cool, because, you know, frankly, Elizabeth is the size now where she's a little squirmy, and she kind of kicks me where I don't want to be kicked in the middle of the night.
And they all end up in bed with you in the morning anyway, don't they, really?
They crawl in when they wake up.
Right, that's what I mean.
So they sleep with Mama, and then I have my own bed. And
now, did the babysitter sleep with you? Sleep in your bed.
In my bed, and that's how we're comfortable for the whole trip. Now, she had her own room, you know, down the hall, and she's all by herself, and we all drop off to sleep very early. It's about probably, you know, the kids go to sleep. We get at 9:30-ish. We completely lights out. Everybody goes to sleep. I am awakened 2 hours later at the Sleep Inn, which I you know, came to realize had very thin walls. I am awakened by this sound. All I hear the first time, I hear what sounded like this. And immediately, it was so loud that my eyes opened. Immediately, I hear the knock, and I'm awake, and followed immediately by this sound. And I suddenly realize, oh no, this has happened to me. Do you remember when this happened to me a long time ago when I'm with my brother-in-law down in Atlantic City, and the same thing happened to me? I didn't think this horror experience could ever happen again.
But did your babysitter meet somebody already?
No, this is not the babysitter. This is on the other end of the hotel, and I will tell you right now, don't you go making fun of my babysitter.
I'm not making fun of your babysitter.
All right, so I hear this, I hear, and then I hear... And, I mean, what I am hearing, obviously, is the sound, as gross as it is, of a headboard that is hitting the wall. I am wide awake. I look over, and I see my wife in bed with the two babies. She is sound asleep. I am dying to share this with her, but I don't want to wake her up because I also don't, my God, if I wake her up for you... No, because it was really, it was the kind of sound, even through the wall, I'm fascinated by it because I'm listening. I didn't want to press my ear up against the wall, but I hear it sounded to me like it may be a big woman. Because it was kind of like, it was more like a,
like that. Maybe there's two guys.
And you know, and somebody asked me also, did I think maybe that it was the TV? Well, if it was the TV, how could I hear, like, the knocking sound on the wall? And I really just wanted... I'm sitting there, and I've gotten, you know, I want to say, I couldn't do it because I was going to wake everybody up. And it went, I mean, it went on, I swear to God, it went on for 15 minutes. It did not, this was not quick. And I'm, you know...
That's a guarantee it wasn't me in the next room.
Let me tell you right now, I cannot go back to sleep hearing this. And the walls are just like... But not enough to hear anything, you'd hear... And then he just, and just when I would think, you know, all of a sudden there would be silence, and then I'd hear.
Okay.
And I'm like, what? I mean, what is the Superman that I got next door?
It finally, it takes me a half an hour to get back to sleep after it finally, you know, settles down. The next morning, we're getting everybody loaded up. But I say to Laura, I said, honey, I'm going to go down and see if I can get a newspaper. Because what I'm hoping, you know, it's, we're going to check out about that 9 o'clock time when everybody checks out.
Did you see Charlie Broyles' car in the parking lot?
I didn't see Charlie Broyles' car.
But I wanted to see who it was. And I got lucky. I couldn't believe it. Because there was a guy in front of me that checks out, and he mentioned his room number. And I thought it sounded like the room number that was adjoining ours. So I say to the lady, I said, is that on the left side of room whatever number we were in? And she says, you know, the sleep-in lady behind the counter, you know, this took her like an hour and a half to process. Yes, I think, you know, the time that it took for her to figure out what I was trying to find out, I could have gone up there and looked and seen if it was the number. But this guy looked a little bit like Ike Turner.
Oh, really?
Ah. And moments later, the object of his affection came down, and the best way to describe her,
like
Nell Carter. It was a very slender man and a very large woman. And I really almost wanted to follow them out of the parking lot and go, hey,
baby,
great show. But it was like, but I'll tell you, I almost gave him a high five because he had staying power. It was absolutely amazing.
Time to check out, honey.
The only thing, and now this is the only thing that's disturbing. And I think they had their own room, but they had a couple of what appeared to be teenage boys with them. I mean, it was obviously a family, and I think that they had their own room. I hope that they weren't trying to accomplish that while the kids were asleep in the bed next door.
Or watching.
Oh, God, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it, but we were on our way, and I went across the street to the place where we were staying, and I knew it was early, and I said, hi, we're here early. Is there a chance we could get in early? And they were very nice at that time of the morning. They were very nice. I said, no, check-in time is at 4 o'clock.
That's a pisser, isn't it, when you go to a hotel?
It's ridiculous.
Because you know they got rooms.
Yeah.
You know they got tons of rooms.
Well, you know what check-out time is noon. Now, what they tell you is, of course, they need the 4 hours to get the room ready.
That's bull.
But it's crap. And
right.
and so I said, well, listen, what time, is there a chance of getting in there early? No. I said, oh, and that was the first little sentence. No, there isn't. And at this point, I said, okay, should we come back at 4? He said, come back at 3:45. I said, oh, hey, thanks for that 15 minutes.
Thank you.
We'll be back at 3:45. Looking forward to it. So we go, we spend the day, and we go to all over, you know, Myrtle Beach and stuff, and we're just killing time, basically.
Which is a drag, because you've still got all your bags and crap,
got everything
in the car.
There. We made the most of it. It was a very pretty day. It was kind of a bonus day. We were already down there. We went to a few of the, went to Alligator Adventure. Yeah. Hey, that's leaving. That's living, rather. You know, they don't feed the alligators all winter. Did you know that?
No.
They leave the food in their stomach. They live off the food that's in their stomach. So the alligators were just about to be, like 2 weeks later, I think next week they start feeding them. But they were still fat. They're still so overfed that the alligators just sit on the shoreline and go, like that. So we had fun, and then when I get back there, at 3:45, I walk in, and it's, because it's been such a long time, this was from 9 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they have the new crew. The fun crew. The happy crew. The crew that lets me know that when I'm on vacation, I'm welcome and I feel good.
Time out. Time out, because I know we're about to get to a good part of the story.
It was just, I mean, it was a little thing, and it's just, the whole thing just adds into a big thing, but it was just, you know, when you check in, it's your first experience.
Right.
You just want to feel welcome.
Like, what did it say at that receptionist desk at KFH?
Director of First Impressions.
Director of First Impressions, and I had a beauty.
Okay. Hey, time out.
Beauty.
Time out.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Oh, good heavens, no. The Don and Mike Show.
I want to finish now with the stuff about the hotel.
All right.
It's
not really a hotel.
It's golf.
It's like it's a destination where there's some golf courses and they're condos. That's what it is. It's not really a hotel. It's not a place that has like room service or anything like that. It's a place where you rent, but you get this package where golf is included. And so
we kill the whole day with my two daughters who are, you know, hanging in there after being in a car, you know, for the whole drive down the day before. And we get back and I say, the guy says, come back at 3:45. I'm like, all right, you know, I wish he could have said like 2 or something like that, but he doesn't. So I said, we'll come back at 3:45. So at 3:45, I go back to the reception desk. And I walk up and I say, hi, I was here in the morning, you weren't. And the guy says to me, okay, what's the name? I said, it's right here. And he says, okay, I said, what? He said, the people that are in that condo, they're still in there.
I said, at 3:45?
At 3:45. I said, checkout's 12 o'clock. Yeah. I guess they thought they could stay. I'm like, all right. Now, at this point, it's the first, you know, this is the first day. I'm not going to, and I'm saying to myself, I'm saying, don't lose it on the first day. Good. Don't lose it at the first day. I said, well, you know, I don't know what to do. They're still in there. And at this point, the lovely woman chewing the gum, you know when you deal with women who are good looking and know they're good looking, mm-hmm. So I guess they feel, and she deals obviously with a lot of men, so she's chewing the gum and she decides to lean forward and go, sir, remember I told you that tone,
right.
Check-in time is 4 o'clock sharp, and I feel the hair like on the back of my neck just beginning to stand up, and I'm like, okay, check-in time is 4 o'clock sharp. I said, when do you think the room will be ready? Well, we're not sure. I said, well, we're 10 minutes away from 4 o'clock. This is the first day I'm going through this, and I'm just saying, no, I don't want to go, I don't want to pitch a fit. But what they're telling me is check-in time is 4 o'clock sharp, so I guess I shouldn't have shown up at 3:45. But what they're also telling me, it's 4 o'clock sharp, but we're not going to be in the room at 4 o'clock, and I got my kids in the car outside.
The Griswolds are still in that room.
So I calmly say to the guy, because she's back going, you know when they snap the gum, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's over there. No, not just kind of looking out of the corner of her eye to see if I think she's testing me, you know, to see if I'm going to really have a meltdown. But I'm ready, almost ready to have a meltdown already. So he says, we'll do the best we can. I said, well, frankly, you just told me it's 4 o'clock sharp. If you're not going to be able to get us in at 4 o'clock sharp, don't we get some kind of credit? Well, as soon as I say that, he just, you know, he disappears to the back, and you hear this on the wall. I could hear him on like this walkie talkie. We gotta get a crew over there right away. And as soon as I said credit, they go into hyperspace and they get us in there. They apparently said, we've got every cleaning person over there right now, sir. I said, thank you so much for getting me in at the normal check-in time. I really appreciate it. So we go off next day, you know, I'm in there. It's a very nice place. It's perfect. There's plenty of room for everybody. Everybody's happy. Next day I go to the golf course. I'm all set. I get my bags out. We're there. We check in and they hook me up because I'm a single. I'm not with a group. So they pair me up with somebody. You always talk about how you would hate
That's
that.
That's what I hate about golf.
Never bothers me. I walk up to this group. I put my hand out. I introduce myself. The guy says, Don and Mike show? I said, yeah, Don and Mike show. Guy's from Barrie, Vermont. Couldn't have been nicer. Takes his buddy's bag off his golf cart, puts it on another one, and puts mine on his. He's a big fan from Vermont. I think the guy's name, I lost his business card, but I think his name is Craig. And we have a great time. We go out there, we're golfing, it's great. A big storm comes through, and all of a sudden the skies open up and it starts pouring. So we go back to the clubhouse, and we're going to wait out the rain delay. And he's got to leave because he's catching a flight. It's the end of his vacation. He's taking off. So we walk out. I said, hey, you know, I really enjoyed it. I wish we could have played the full amount of golf, but we didn't. Hey, nice meeting you. Thanks for listening to the show. He goes out, walks ahead of me. I come out, and he says, hey, Mike, got some news for you. My bag with all my stuff in it and your golf clubs are gone. So I said, well, this has got to be some kind of... And then I'm realizing, you know, that everybody else is going back out to play golf. I'm like, we're the only... And I've heard that at certain places this might happen. You have to be very careful. So in Tick Tick, we asked for the head guy to come out. So the head guy comes out, and he's just... At this point in time, I'm starting to lose it. I'm starting to lose a little control. I realize my golf clubs have been stolen, and, you know, I've got my rental car keys in there because we rented an extra car so I could go play golf and Laura could do what she wanted. I've got my watch in there and I'm starting to freak out. Guy comes out and I said, all right, what do you do when this happens? Well, it hasn't happened in a while. I'm like, well, what do you do?
Country living.
I says, well, hold on, sir. Hold on just a second. And then I look in back of this guy and there's a young guy that's working there and I didn't lose it at this point, but the guy is smirking. You know when somebody's just kind of like something bad has happened to somebody and there's nothing you can do about it, but he's smirking. But the head guy is talking there. They all don't seem to know what to do, right? They're all just kind of like, wandering around.
And the guy from Maine, he's not only lost his golf clubs, but like his suitcases.
From
stuff,
Vermont,
right?
he's lost all his golf clubs and I think some travel stuff that he had. Like, I don't think he lost his wallet, but I think he lost his keys and there's some other stuff in there. And he's, I think, like 45 minutes from going to the airport. So he's got a much better disposition than I do. I'm really starting to, I'm because of the check-in thing and because of, I'm starting to like go like that. Finally, the guy comes out, the head guy, and he says, "Well, I don't know what to do." I said, "Well, what's the protocol? What do you do normally?" He said, "Well, we haven't had this happen for a couple of years." I'm like, "Oh, thank you. I'm glad you haven't had anybody ripped off for a couple of years." He said, "Well," and then he looks up at me and says, "Sir," another person's name, sir, I could run around in circles right now, but it wouldn't do any good. And I just go, I am so pissed. He starts as well, "I'll take your names down." And I go, and at this point I just go, F! Top of my lungs. At this moment, my wife had pulled up. And I'm going, F, I can't believe that. And I turn around, I do what I probably shouldn't have done, because I did apologize to the guy later.
Did you smack him?
No, I didn't smack him. I turned around, I looked down, and I said, "Well, I could run around in circles for ye." And I looked at him, I mean, just pure, unfiltered rage. I said, "F this. You don't have any kind of contingency. People get ripped off, and you guys walk around, and you could care less.
I could run around in circles for ye."
Goober. I was so mad. I was so, and at this point, I realized, all right, I've overreacted, because now it's not that the clubs have been stolen. Although the guy from Vermont is loving it. You know, because he feels the exact same way I do,
because
they just don't seem to know what's going on. Finally, a guy comes out and says, "You know," I said, "Well, what would you like us to do, sir?" I said, "Well, first of all, I'd like not getting ripped off, and I'd like to know, you know, what I'm going to use to play golf with." He said, "Well, you know, most homeowners' policies cover golf clubs." I'm saying, thank you. But even though it was like kind of a jive thing to say, I was happy. And at this point, I realized that, look, they're golf clubs. I got to stop. I'm starting to hyperventilate. And so I'm like, yeah, it's the first day of my vacation, and everything I have has been stolen out of my, you know, my golf clubs are heading into, you know, in space somewhere. And at this point, the guy says, "You know, somebody might just have picked them up by accident." And I said, "Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting." The other guy says, "Yeah, that might have happened, but I gotta be on a flight." And I finally calmed down enough where I say to the guy, "Hey, listen, I'm sorry I imitated your accent there. I was very stressed out, and I was very, very upset, and I'm very, very sorry that I did that. Fortunately, I did that at the right moment, because at that moment, this guy comes up in one of these minivans that's 7 miles long. It's the kind of minivans where you accommodate 15 guys. And this guy comes up and goes, "Hey, did anyone get their golf clubs taken by accident?" And I look over, and there, you know, the angels start to sing, because I see the golf clubs in the back. Meanwhile, the guy was in his car that I had played golf with. He's heading right down to his car. He gets his stuff back. And at this point, I go back over to the guy and say, "Hey, you know, I lost it. But, you know, all right," the guy's giving me a look that's like, it doesn't matter how many times, I'm now recognized as the giant a-hole of the entire week. And I probably can't even go back into this clubhouse to make a tee time, because every time I want to play golf, I got to go back and deal with these people. I got to see them every single day. And this is the first day of vacation. There was one day I didn't play. You know me, on a golf vacation, not playing, like taking a day off.
When you made fun of him, did you really say ye?
Yes. Yeah. Because I tell you, man, I was so mad at the way they just...
It was run around in circles for ye.
Let me tell you. Well, that's what he said, first of all. He didn't say ye. I said ye. He said, "I could run around in circles for you, but it wouldn't do any good."
For ye.
And it was just... You know what it was? It was like maybe they didn't know what to do, but at least pretend. Just pretend that you give an S about that situation.
You're at Myrtle Beach.
You come on! To make a long story short, I got my golf clubs back. Everything was fine until they yelled at my wife for coming to breakfast too. You should know, sir, the buffet for breakfast closes at 10 a.m. sharp.
Sharp.
She
There's
points
that
at
word
my,
again.
She points at my wife. The next day this happens. Points at my wife and says, closes at 10 a.m. Because, shocker, next day I wasn't planning on playing golf. I didn't want to have to deal with those people. Point, you know, kind of says, we pull it away at 10 a.m. sharp. But I wasn't going to have any kind of meltdown, because I already had my meltdown. So I can't have a meltdown
What
anymore.
Time was it you were trying to have breakfast?
It was about 5 up. And you figure, you get in there, you know, it's a buffet. And when we came walking in, we saw her walk quickly
over, and it's this whole thing that's on wheels with steam coming out of the trays, and she is starting to pull it away. She knows what we're doing.
Yeah,
we're coming over.
Excuse me,
is it gonna? It's gonna take us seriously 2.5 minutes to like dip in the ladle of the eggs, put it on a plate and feed the kids. Grab a Belgian waffle, put it on a plate and feed my family. That's all. But breakfast closes at 10 a.m. sharp for ye.
So you're in Myrtle Beach and you're not having the greatest time.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing is. I want to say that the majority of the people that I dealt with were fine, were very nice, couldn't have been nicer. However, it was just a few exceptions. I finally got the courage to go back to the golf course, and they have a rule down there where if you're a single, you can't make a tee time. You just have to show up, and they squeeze you in, and they put you with a group, which is okay, but I thought that applied to my wife, who I could pay for, and we would play one round of golf together. So we get there. I get done playing my 18. I'm going to play one more 9 holes with my wife, and I get down at about 12 o'clock. And I say, I'd like to play one more 9 because we didn't get a chance to play yesterday with the rain. Can I play with her? And, you know, what do you have available? I said,
the only thing we have available is 4:30.
Is this the same run circles for ye guy?
No, this is another guy who I could have had a meltdown with him, too. It was that bad. It was just another guy who was, sir, we're booked solid. I said, well, I mean, if we just hung around and a group didn't show up. Said, sir, I've checked in people that are here for another hour and a half. And he just looks at me like I'm, you know, no delicate way of saying, hey, look, you know, we can try to fit you in, or this is just more slam than we've gotten, and I'm really, really sorry. No, none of that. Just,
I've checked people in for an hour and 45 minutes.
I just was, I got to a point where I had such a complex that I just didn't want to go anywhere near anybody. I mean, I really want to, and that, it just.
Oh, welcome to my world.
It just, man, it really, it made me want to do what you like to, you know, just go somewhere, shut the door, and not let anybody in. But I love to play golf, and you've got to have this contact with people. So I ended up going off the property to another place, which cost me more money to go play, because I just didn't want to deal with them. That was the only reason. And I, you know, I thought about that, and that sucks. I shouldn't have been made to feel that way, and I was really, really concerned. And that's kind of how it ended. I checked out, and it was not pleasant. It was not pleasant. But, you know, there were people there that were pleasant, but it was a couple of people that were, sir, sir. And then, of course, the guy that I yelled at. And then the lady that pointed at my wife said, you know, breakfast is served until 10 o'clock sharp. And I was just like, why? And I figured out what the hostility is. The hostility is probably because this place deals with those vans of like 25 guys that come down there, and they probably don't have to be, you know, particularly they treat them like drill sergeants, and that's probably what it was. So I just had my little story, and then we enjoyed the fudge show.
What? What is the fudge show?
We went to Broadway.
Is that something you put on for your family?
Oh, a little fudge show. You know, if they had the attitude of the people at the fudge store, if they had that at the place that you know, just some of these people at a place where I'm not going to mention, you know, Legends Resort, I will tell you right now that they would have probably done a little bit better, because the people at the fudge show, I'm walking along this little boardwalk area, and there are all these little shops, and I hear a guy come out and he starts singing. And I thought I was listening to the music they had played in. And what it is was a bunch of kids. They couldn't have been more than 19 years old. And they're all putting together, they make the fudge. And they put a fudge show on. And if you respond really low, it's like, if you say, do you like fudge? Can you say, yeah? And I go, yeah. And at this point, I'm decided that I'm really going to be exciting and happy, and I have a new positive attitude. So when they ask for audience participation at the fudge show, while the guy's making the fudge, I'm going, if he says, how many people like fudge? And I don't even like fudge. But I was there participating because I wanted to show my family that all of this crap that I've been through was not going to affect me. So he said, hey, do you like fudge? Can you say, yeah? I go, yeah. You know, who likes fudge? Raise your hands. And I go, I like fudge. And then he goes, we're making fudge, great fudge. and he's singing a song. And then they said,
are they wearing like barbershop quartet outfits?
No, they're wearing a shirt with an apron on that says the fudge thing, whatever the, I don't know, I don't remember, I wish I remembered. See, I remember the bad, I don't remember the good. I don't remember the name of the fudge store. But if you go down to Myrtle Beach, there are a couple of places that have these fudge stores, and they do a fudge show. One place had fudge show fudge show at 1:30. And what they do is they show you how they make the fudge.
I had
an SE time, man. I'm sorry. You know, it really, I really felt like I was cruising from one altercation to the next, you know. And then the day that I thought I was having my heart attack.
What day was that?
That was midweek. That was midweek where I had played golf in the morning and my wife picked me up. No, I didn't play. You see, I didn't play golf. I was hitting balls at the driving range because I was afraid to go over there where I'd yelled at the guy before.
Right.
So they, and then my wife comes up with the two kids hanging out of the car, and I felt really, really good. And I said, this is great. We're going to have a nice day with the kids. You know, whenever I see my kids after I've been playing golf, it's always fun, and we're going to go off and do something fun. And I swear to God, no sooner did I get in the car that I felt this pain like shooting up my neck. And I really, I don't know what it was. My wife claimed it was a muscle pull. Yes, she was right. I was wrong. But it mimicked cardiac arrest. I forgot to tell you that. This is the truest thing. This lasted all day into the next morning where I really, at one point, we all went down to the beach and they're walking along the beach. I said, I got to go back to the car and sit down. And Laura says, why? I said, because I think I'm having a heart attack. And she rolls her eyes and keeps walking because she knows me, right? You know, I mean, you know when you said, you were talking about your vacation where you had the bubbles on your back from where you got like food poisoning. You said you didn't think anything of it and you just blew it off.
Right.
You know, I'm the opposite. I'm the total opposite. If I have something, I would think that I've been attacked by some kind of jellyfish if I was you. And I felt the same way about this. I said, I really think. At one point, I was giving serious thought to going to the emergency room because this pain was so bad. And then I realized that I moved my shoulder around. I said, well, it could be a pulled muscle in my shoulder, but it was causing my chest to feel tight. And I didn't know what to do. But I got over that, and I was able to, you know, somewhat enjoy the rest of the week until I had to deal with checkout, which was another thing where I had to deal with more people that were just like, meh,
sir.
Because as I was checking out, it's the last thing I wanted to do. I wanted to just drop my keys off, get my bill, and head out of there. And I walk in as 14 men are walking in to check in at 9 o'clock in the morning. And they all have to fill out their, you know, their little cards and stuff. So, I mean, that was, I said, goodbye, so long, I'll be back real soon, count on me. And that was my wonderful trip. We had a very nice drive back home. It was pleasant. The vacation in general, I would say there were probably more pleasant moments. If you take out the clubs getting stolen.
Yeah, tell me, what were the pleasant moments?
The waitress yelling at my kids. The heart attack on the beach. You put a few other things. Going to the alligator park and the fudge show were two very nice experiences on my vacation.
Sounds wonderful.
I'd be lying if I didn't say I hope to do a little bit better next time.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Really?
And I hope I got his name right, because you, Craig in Vermont, who is a really, really good guy. Craig, I hope I got your name right. I lost your business card, but you were a very nice man who also got your stuff stolen.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.